fucking balcony for a supple falcon wing up your fly ass. You know what time it is, so why ask? From Sadie and Nikki's world's clashing.
Hard glass, white trash.
Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon.
So I'm the first person in history to ever create an argument in the Madhouse chat room about who's better, Nicki Minaj or the Eagles. So you're welcome for that, everyone. I'm going to do a short show, probably just a short show. Brent Westwood is supposed to come on tonight. He hasn't replied to me yet, but people are saying he will probably be here in about 2 hours, 9 o'clock Pacific. And, or no, 10 o'clock Pacific. Wait a minute. I'm confused. I don't know. Sloth's probably lying to me. But I think he's going to be here in a couple hours. Or any second now. Who knows? I don't have any pranks planned. I was thinking I'd just call, you know, those one people. Yelp check-in people. Just page people wherever they check in on Yelp. That's always fun. Some guy named Lecho says he gets credit for making Nicki Minaj happen. So thanks, Lecho, for that. If anyone wants to kick him out of the chat room for making Nicki Minaj happen on the Madhouse stream, then feel free to do that. Overflea says the Regals win between those two. It's the Regals. Yay, Regals! So I guess I need to look on Twitter for Yelp check-ins, and I'll do some Yelp check-ins. And that'll be fun. This show is brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy. Because, I don't know if any of you remember this, but they did a show on... They did a show recently. It was like last week or something, and I was on it for a little while. And Park Dude was drunk. Stacy was... They did like a 6-7 hour show, I think. It was crazy. And Park Dude was drunk enough to PayPal me $10. And I gave him the opportunity like 24 hours later. I'm like, do you want me to just send this back to you? And he's like, no. It's a sponsorship payment. So everything tonight is sponsored by the Park Dude and Stacy. They have YouTubes and a show. Stacy has a show anyway. And, yeah, if I put this up on the website, I'll post a link to their 7-hour show. So this episode brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy. And I'm going to play a song maybe or two while I look through Twitter. And then I'll be back and we'll start the show.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music.
Thanks for calling Brick Oven Pizza Coppola. This is Stacy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. Could I have someone paged in there that was in there? They're in there eating right now.
Oh, okay. Can I get a name?
Yeah, definitely. It's Leona.
Leona? Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. All right, that is a day.
I forgot to... I didn't know her name. I had to, like, frantically search for it. So, I'm supposed to remind everyone, Overflea tells me this, Stacy and Not Park Dude are doing a show this week. This Monday morning. I have no idea when. I think she posted it on Facebook, so if you're a Facebook friend of Stacy Stack, then you'll know whenever the show is. I haven't been on Facebook today, so I don't know.
Hi, do you need to get in touch with her?
Oh, yeah, if she could come to the phone, that'd be great.
Okay, what does she look like? Can you describe her to me?
I can tell you that a woman scorned, not by me, but by many. That's what her Facebook title says.
Is she here eating by herself?
Oh no, I'm sure she's with a friend. She's a blogger. She has a blog spot, but there's no pictures of her on it. Oh wait, no, here it is. She's I don't know, I'd say 22, 23, between 20 and 25. And she's wearing a red shirt and has nice boobies. Leona, you know, brown, medium hair. So yeah, Stacy Stack, Monday morning. This show is brought to you by Stacy Stack and Park Dude. Park Dude's the one that spent the money for the donation, but he's not going to be on the show probably. It's going to be this other host of hers.
I don't think... No, yeah, no one's coming up to the phone. We don't know a Leona here right now.
She, on her blog, I see that there's a picture posted of her, but it's really old. It's like from the 80s, and it's her when she was maybe 5 years old, and she's got three sisters, and they all have big hair. Does that help?
No, actually, we went up to our tables that we have now, and no one, there's no Leona here.
Oh, goddamn Leona. Okay, well, thank you very much for checking.
No problem, you're welcome.
Have a good night. I hope business goes good tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. All right, first one is a failure. Yeah, see, okay, so that's the thing. I'm doing the things, the Yelp check-ins, Yelp Foursquare check-ins, and that means I play a lot of music in between, so you're just going to hear lots of garbage in between. Sorry. Hopefully it won't take too long. If any of you listened to Madhouse this week, Carlito actually did one of my Twitter complainer calls. Oh, shit, that reminds me. Okay, he only got through to one. All right, let's get sidetracked here. He only got through to one Twitter complainer. I was going to read her tweets. Here, let's look at her tweets. Her tweets say she actually called the... Like, she left her phone number with this car company, Uber, and then she called the cops when Uber calls her back. And it's not Uber, of course. It's Carlito, and he's being an asshole, but... she called the cops. She had the cops come to her apartment in New York City. She bothered the New York City Police Department, who probably have better things to do over, you know, customer service. She should have been arrested for that, in my opinion. Oh, shit. XYZ blah, blah, says, asked us if I'm streaming on Mixlr, and I'm not. I forgot. So I'm clicking on the Mixlr icon. But yeah, her tweets say, I'm pretty sure... Her tweets say he was calling her a bitch, referencing specific items from my emails back and forth with the company, which was scary shit, which is impossible because we didn't see the emails. It's just all in her imagination. She tweets, after I made a complaint, I literally got harassing phone calls at 10 p.m. last night. Holy crap, that late at night, 10 p.m., threatening me. And I don't remember what was said, but I'm sure the Carlito does not make threats on his prank calls. He's smarter than that. So she was not threatened. She's making a bunch of lies in her tweets. Please, nobody post her Twitter URL in the chat room. That's not good for anyone. Just trust me. Another tweet says, so horrified at the way Uber does business. Do not trust them with your private information. And, some Uber employee just went and got my phone number and felt it was okay to call me after I gave Uber my phone number to call me and talk to me about my problem, whatever her problem was. And I don't know, it goes on and on and on. Anyway, I gave him two Twitter complainers last night, or Thursday night. Let me find them. But he only got through to one. The other one wouldn't answer, so maybe I can get a hold of this other one. She has a problem with a Ford dealership. Okay, so I have to look at one screen and type in the phone number to the other screen. She lives in Tennessee. Tennessee is always hilarious. Tennessee is the state that people get mad really easily in. So I'm a Ford dealership. Oh, her tweets say that the customer service provided by Ford, this dealership for Ford, sucks. It sucks at best. Jill says Katie K's doing a show. Let's tune into Katie K.
The mailbox belonging to Tammy West is full and cannot accept new messages.
I can't even leave her a message. All right, Katie K's website is retarded because you click on the link that says listen and you can't listen because his IP address for his Shoutcast changed. So I have to go to shoutcast.com, type in pranks. There's Cacti Radio, Madhouse, Blue Planet, no Katie K. So, yeah, Jill's lying to us. Jill's a big liar. Katie K's doing a show. Maybe he just hasn't started yet. I want to listen to Katie K, though. That's always hilarious. Okay, so I guess I didn't get through to the Twitter person. I guess I need to find another thingy person on Twitter. Another, I accidentally closed out my Twitter page looking for Katie K. Thanks, Jill. Fucking Jill. Goddamn Jill. Okay, here's someone checking into a Chevron station in Washington. Bill, man, this is not Guiding Light. This is The Young and the Restless. Come on, know your soap operas. You should know this stuff. Everyone should know this.
Kenny Chevron, Ron speaking. May I help you?
Hi, this is James from the credit card authorization company. Were you having problems with your credit card machine there?
Nothing I know of. Hang on a minute.
Do you have a Richard James there, maybe, that's using their credit card? Because that's the one that popped up on here.
I'm not sure. Just a minute.
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling from the credit card Visa MasterCard authorization machine.
Okay.
Do you have a Richard James in there trying to use their credit card? It should be like an orange car.
A Richard James? An orange car?
Or an orange vehicle.
An orange vehicle? No, I don't. Is there an orange vehicle out there? My coworker's looking.
Okay. Well, that's the one that's registered on here. But, like, if you just have a customer in there named Richard James? Because that's... Our software detects who's about to use their credit card, and I think it's Richard James.
Unfortunately, our debit cards do not say the name. The credit cards do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not showing any. I'm going back as far as
18 o'clock.
18 o'clock, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
I hate Mozart time. but no, there was not one that was.
You don't have any customers in there currently that's named Richard by chance?
No.
Balls. Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll give you guys a call back if we have detect any more problems.
Okay.
He might just not be there yet, because our software detects when he's about to come in.
Huh.
So, you know, like, maybe he'll be there in a minute or two. If you see an orange car pull up, that's him.
Okay.
Okay.
Be aware. And what was the name again? Let me write that down.
Richard James. Richard James, orange vehicle.
Richard Jane, J-A-N-E?
James, like James, J-A-M-E-S.
Okay, orange vehicle. Okay, any particular, it's just, you don't have a make on the vehicle or anything?
No, it just says orange.
Okay.
It could just be the lighting on the picture on Twitter here, but it looks pretty orange to me. It's a truck, it looks like more of a truck.
Okay.
And he's loving life, sports, and Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully if he comes in, maybe we'll detect it and we'll call back in.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye. Alright. XYZ says it's temporal software. That makes sense. That's what we use here at Visa MasterCard authorization credit machines. I'm looking at some other ones here. So this is technically a pre-show. Let's see if Brent has replied to me yet. Nope, he hasn't even seen my Facebook message, even though it says he's been logged in recently. He's should be doing a show in 90 minutes or an hour and a half. Or 2 hours and a half. 2.5 hours. Here's someone that checked into Mel's Diner, which sounds hilarious to anyone who's my age.
Hi, thanks for calling Original Mel's in Brentwood. This is Achana. How may I help you?
Oh, jeez. This is Kevin from the Visa credit card authorization machine.
Yes.
I'm calling to find out if you have a certain customer in there. His name is Ronald Palmer.
Ronald Palmer.
Yeah.
Do you want us to check and see if we have anybody in the store?
Yeah, he's kind of young. He's kind of, like, has a shaved head, sort of, last I checked.
I can't. Could you please hold on? I'll have my manager look for you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Dark Stranger. Welcome to Madhouse Chat.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the Visa MasterCard authorization machine.
Okay.
I was trying to find a Ronald Palmer that's in there as a customer.
I don't know. I have a full restaurant right now, sir.
Oh. He's sort of young. Like, he's in his early 20s, I would guess.
It's very hard for me to predict who that person is.
I think might be ethnic. Does that help?
I mean, do you have his cell phone number?
No, that's why I'm calling the restaurant. Durr.
Did he use this card, or how do you know he's here?
Oh, no, we have temporal software. We're pretty, like, we detected that his card came into your store, but there's a problem with his card. The EMT detectors. Infrared radio. Radio signals.
Radio?
Yeah. Is there any way you could just yell out really loud? Is Ronald?
I have a full restaurant in the middle of a dinner.
Oh, yeah. Well, that means you just have to yell louder.
Well, I can't do that when I got, like, people up front looking for me right now.
Who's looking for you?
Well, there's people waiting to be seated.
Oh.
I'll be right with you guys.
Okay. Yeah, so you're going to have to yell really fast.
I'll do
Ronald.
My best, okay?
Do it with an echo. Ronald Palmer! Oh, I got put on hold before I heard that. Infrared radio, what the fuck am I talking about? So you guys want to hear how gay I am? In the 80s, I taped The Young and the Restless on the VCR while I was in school so I could watch it when I got home. It's pretty gay, huh? Not that this is The Young and the Restless music. This is the Incredible Hulk music. I'm gonna give up on this. Yep. Good old Nikki and Victor. LOL.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry, I don't have anybody here.
Oh, did you actually yell? I mean, did you use the bullhorn or anything?
No, I don't have any of that. But I don't see a young guy even with, like how you said, shaved head.
Well, not shaved. I mean, he could have grown it out a little. I'm just looking at his Twitter picture. He's on his Twitter, it says he's trying to make financial sense and dollars of his financial mess. And he runs the website liveyourcash.com.
The what?
Liveyourcash.com.
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, can you use a bullhorn?
I can't. I'm really busy, okay?
Just yell, liveyourcash.com. That'll get him over.
Yeah, I can't. We're really busy right now.
I'm gonna discontinue your credit card contract with us. You're going to have to take cash from everyone and checks.
You do what you got to do.
You know how at Mel's Diner on the cash register it says no checks? You're going to have to take that down and say, we take checks now. Because I'm going to take away your credit card machine.
You should have the person's contact information.
Yeah, you'd think, but he
did calling me directly looking for another customer in here.
He gave a cell phone number, then he changed it. He changed the number. It's not my fault. It's his fault.
How is that my fault, sir?
Well, you're going to get a bad credit card.
You do what you got to do, sir.
Quit being a pussy, all right? Just
I'm sorry?
Quit being a pussy. Ken says,
"Can I get your name and number?"
My supervisor Ken, he says to quit being a pussy and just yell out. Don't be afraid of the customers. Just yell out.
What's your name?
Say, Ronald Palmer.
What is your name?
Is there a Ronald Palmer here? Is anyone? Okay, he's gone. Okay, all right. Let's take a break. Take a music break, and I'll be back, and I'll look for some more Twitter check-ins, Yelp check-ins.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day, hubba 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way, hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good.
Okay, I'm supposed to give Danimal's wife, Leah, a shout out, because if I do, Danimal's gonna get anal tonight. So hi Leah, thanks for listening to the show. Danimal and Leah's relationship is based on listening to PLA shows, so Leah, please give Danimal anal tonight. Leah. Anal.
Thanks for calling Chipotle in North Hollywood. This is Kimberly. How can I help you?
Thanks for calling Chipotle in North Hollywood. This is Andrea. How can I help
you? Oh, are you on speaker? I can barely hear you. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi, I'm calling from the Visa MasterCard authorization machine.
Oh, hi.
Hi, do you have a customer in there named Tony Basil? We have a credit card problem. Is there a Tony... can you check for in the dining area and see if there's a Tony Basil? You know, hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. And the name is Tony Basil. Basile. Is there any way you could check the dining area and just scream out, Tony Basil! See if there's a Tony there. It's for the Visa credit card machine. MasterCard. Authorization. So that's alright.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'll hold. I can't even tell if I got put on hold. Ma'am, did you put me on hold? So this fail of a prank call is brought to you by Stacy and Park Dude. Stacy does a morning show, Monday mornings.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We don't have any record of.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be on record. Yeah, it's just they're in the dining area. They haven't paid yet.
Okay.
Yeah, just like find whatever that name was I said earlier, Tony Basil. He's a one-hit wonder.
Or she.
It's a male, though. It's a male on this one.
No, we don't.
No, did you check every table? Did you go to every table and say, are you Tony Basil?
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to have to do that. It's for the credit card authorization.
Credit card authorization? I'm sorry, we cannot keep records.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. No, there's no record.
Oh, we don't...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I give you permission.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm with Chipotle Corporate Office, Credit Card Authorization Department. We just need...
It's
Tony Basil. It would be a customer that's in there right now. He's a chef. He's a chef and a cyclist from Burbank.
Okay, well, so you said you're calling from corporate, or what's your name?
Yeah, the corporate office. My name's Kevin.
Your last name?
Patterson. And my employee ID is 91328.
Sorry, we don't have anyone with that last name on corporate.
No, no, it's Patterson. I'm in the corporate office. You don't know everyone in the corporate office. I'm in the credit card authorization department. We just need to talk to Tony Basil. He's a customer that's in there.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, I'll hold. Come on, it's Tony Basil. One-hit wonder. And currently a male and a cyclist and a chef in Burbank, California. Tony Basil says, Brooklyn is where my journey began. I'm an Italian-American who loves bicycles and cooking, a dad, an army veteran, and a stone ager living in the space age.
Thank you for holding. This is Christina. How may I help you today?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the Visa MasterCard Authorization Department with Chipotle. Uh-huh. I was just trying to get a hold of a customer that's in there currently.
What was the name, and what can I ask why?
Oh, it's Tony Basil. It's about their credit card that they're trying to use. We've just needed to get some authorization information.
Okay, can I ask why you're calling from Skype? We've never had someone call from corporate from Skype.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to ask that, sorry. I just need to talk to Tony.
Okay, well, that's kind of weird, because we don't work that way.
Well, I don't think you know how the corporate office works. I mean, you know, maybe you have to follow...
Can I have your corporate actual number?
The phone number, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I have something better. Hold on. Look, it's Tony Basil is in your place right now. Listen. She hung up. Why'd she hang up?
Overland Park. Order online at Hooters.com. This is Nikki. How can I help you?
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with the credit card authorization machine. I was trying to get a hold of a customer that's in there right now. So the name's...
Let me just transfer you over to my manager real
quick. Oh, well, it's not for a manager. It's just if you're a server there, that'd be great because I'm trying to get a hold of a customer. His name is Charlie.
Hang on just one moment.
This is Brooke.
Hi, I'm calling from the corporate office with the credit card authorization. I was trying to get a hold of a customer that's in there currently.
You're trying to get a hold of a customer that's in our restaurant?
Yeah, is there any way to go from like table to table and check for Charlie Blasey?
I guess.
Okay.
What company are you from, sir?
Oh, I'm with Hooters. I'm just in the...
You're with Hooters Corporate?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to go to the office. Hang on a second.
Well, no, I just need to talk to customers. fuck.
Fuck.
Alrighty, sir. I just need to get your first and last name then, if you're with Hooters Corporate.
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Kevin Mitnick.
Kevin Mitnick. Okay, hang on, Kevin. And what division of Hooters do you work for?
I'm in the credit card authorization department machine.
Kevin Mitnick. I hate to be like this, Kevin, but I've never had this happen in my 4 years with Hooters.
Oh, yeah. It's just a thing with their credit card.
Okay, and now you're wanting me to go to every table and see if there's a guest in here?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it should be easy to spot. His name's Charlie Blasey. He's in his 20s.
And you... Wait. You know what he looks like, and you work for Hooters Corporate?
He's got mutton chops.
Oh, this is a prank call. Okay.
That's what he looks like. Look, he's out of cool catchphrases, and he lives in Kansas City. And his Twitter name is Charlie in KC. So it's all right. It's fine.
I know, but...
Just do it.
The issue is that you're saying you're from Hooters Corporate, and...
And it says Skype, doesn't it? Does it say Skype on the caller ID? God damn it. Ah, I gotta change my caller ID.
Sorry, sir.
Okay, bye. I guess I need to change my Skype caller ID. Breaking news, everyone. It appears that KDK is actually broadcasting right now. So I'm clicking on the thing. It's on Shoutcast. I'm clicking. He says he has 2 listeners. This is a record for him. He's never had 2 listeners before at once. I'm clicking, and it's just silence. Come on. I'm trying to play KDK. I think if KDK is broadcasting, my show's over. I'm just going to rebroadcast KDK tonight. Why isn't it working? All right, well, if you go to shoutcast.com and you do a search for KDK, or you do a search for prank, you will hear KDK. Well, I mean, you're going to hear this, I guess. Nothing. I swear I'm clicking it. Click, click. Okay, Dark Stranger just sent me a URL. I assume this is KDK's direct URL. Thanks, Dark Stranger. This Dark Stranger URL has been brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy's show. That's not the... Okay, I'm gonna click on listen. Gotta download the listen.pls. Gotta click on that in Chrome. Oh, there it is. Alright, I guess my show's over. We're gonna listen to KDK for the rest of the night. Thanks for listening to my fail of prank calls, everyone. It's time for KDK. It's the KDK show on kdkprankcalls.com. Sorry. Oops, sorry. Thanks, Dark Stranger. If anyone wants to kick Dark Stranger out of the chat room, her name is Dark Stranger. She's the one that's ended my show and made me decide to play KDK for the rest of the night. Oh, wow, it sounds like Not Angry Music by KDK. Sad music by KDK. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave this window open, and I'll wait until he starts making prank calls, if that happens. As you all know, KDK has the longest-running prank show in internet history. He's been prank calling since, I don't know, 1993, maybe? Let's listen to KDK while I search for new Twitter complainers.
Once in a while I feel
lucky and dry. But we're doomed and we're drowned.
So this is the music that KDK is currently playing. It's gripping stuff. I'm searching for new Twitter people, okay, you guys? I promise. What the hell is this, KDK? Okay. Okay, I need to stop being the corporate office. That's the problem.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, hello. I'm trying to get a hold of a customer that's in there currently. Is there any way to find out if Jennifer Lawrence is there?
Jennifer Lawrence. Can you give me a description how she looks?
Oh, yeah. She's in her early 20s and has brownish hair, like blondish brownish.
Is she supposed to be by herself or is she with a group?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a second to see if it's Jennifer Lawrence.
She's a straight-up baller.
Okay, then give me 1 second. Give me a couple of minutes. Well, give me 30 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2 and 3 quarters, 2 and a half, 2 and a quarter, 2 and a tenth, 1, 3 quarters of a second. 1 half of a second. Ma'am, are you there? Oh, that's music. 1 quarter of a second.
Yes, I was actually informed that Jennifer Lawrence is in a group.
Oh, okay, that's great.
A couple of friends just came in and they recognized the name. They said that it's the same person they're looking for. We have already a couple of people sitting down upstairs.
Oh, that's perfect then. Is Jennifer Lawrence there then?
I'm pretty sure she might be, because there's a lot of people waiting for her, too.
Oh, okay, that'd be great. Yeah, she's a straight-up baller. If you could just get her on the phone, that'd be great. I'd really appreciate it.
Let me go double-check one more time, then.
Okay. chat room, do you have any ideas? What should I say to Jennifer, the baller, the straight-up baller? Jennifer Lawrence, the straight-up baller in Santa Monica.
I'm sorry, I won't be able to get you to her.
What? Why not?
Give me one more chance, boom.
Okay. I'll give you one more chance, but this is the last chance I'm giving you. Why? Why did she say that? Where's my applause? Oh, there's KDK, holy shit.
I remember when I was a little kid in, like, grade school, like, the teacher asked me, what do you want to do?
Hi.
Hi, is this Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Jennifer Lawrence.
Hi.
I'm calling from the corporate office.
The corporate office?
Yeah, with the Sea Salt Fish Grill.
Oh, hi, yes.
Hi, we're having problems with your credit card that you haven't used yet.
I'm sorry?
We're having problems with the credit card that you're going to use later tonight.
Okay. Oh.
And it seems like it's not going to go through whenever you try to give it to the server.
Okay. Like, you really don't have to do that.
What do you mean? Are we using your credit card or are you using someone else's?
No, I was going to use mine, but you guys don't have to do that.
To do what?
I don't understand what's going on.
What do you mean we don't have to do it? I mean, we have to charge you. We can't just let you eat for free.
No, I know that. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, it's just that the credit card that you're going to use in an hour or two, it's not going to work. We have software that detects this, and we're just trying to figure it out if you have maybe like a different way to pay. Do you have cash maybe? Or a check?
I'm sorry. I don't... Do you know who this is?
Have you had problems with your credit card before?
I'm really really sorry. I'm not sure who this is.
Oh, no. I'm calling from the corporate office with the credit card authorization machine.
The corporate office?
Yes, with Sea Salt Fish Grill.
With Sea Salt Fish Grill? How did you know I was here?
Oh, because we have software that detects it and facial recognition cameras, security systems.
I don't know who you are.
I just told you. I've explained several times who I am. And we're having a problem with your credit card. We can't get it to go through. It seems like it's overdrawn, maybe. And we're going to have the server, like the lady at the register, she's going to have to cut your credit card in half. Like it's the 70s or the 80s. She's going to have to cut your credit card in half.
I don't know. I think it's the wrong card.
Can you... Man... Jennifer just hung up. She didn't even give it to the server. Jennifer.
Want to send me names, numbers, or ideas? You can do so to me on the AIM. That's right. I'm old school. I use AIM. So old school that I'm using Yahoo. And I'm not so clear that I use Twitter and Facebook.
Thank you for calling CSOM. Are you speaking? How may I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office. With Sea Salt Fish Grill. We're having problems with a credit card for Jennifer Lawrence. Do you have a Jennifer Lawrence there by chance?
Yeah, but she actually just stepped out.
She stepped out? Oh, do you have someone else from her party?
I actually don't. I'm sorry to let you know I'm pretty busy right now explaining some food.
Well, yeah, but this is...
I don't know if you have a personal number you guys can reach to her.
Oh, no, there's no way to do that because we don't have her... I'm just calling from the corporate office.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to be able to help you right now.
So, like, if I can't talk to Jennifer, could I talk to someone else that she's with? Because it's about her credit card and her payment. We're going to have to get that authorized.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm pretty busy right now.
Don't laugh at me, ma'am. I can't,
sorry,
I can't help
night.
It if I can't talk right. Come on. Let's see what KDK is talking about. He's talking about he's old school. Because, as you all know, he is the oldest prank caller, like... The longest running prank call show in the world on Earth.
I've been there, done that, done all there is to do, and maybe time to move on and do something else, kind of thing. But if you want me to, I will.
It's one of these speeches again. He's going to give up prank calling.
If you want me to do my tired old prank call shtick, I'll do it.
Like you have anything else? Come on.
For several of you, that's the only reason why you're here. So. Don't be disappointed if I don't make prank calls, because I'll tell you right now, maybe I will do prank calls later, but let me just tell everybody, I'm not doing any prank calls tonight.
Oh,
so if that's what you were waiting for,
balls.
Just leave now.
Fuck! Wait. Let me check Shoutcast.
If it happens, it happens. If it don't, no skin off my ass. I don't care either way. I wanted to give you a little bit of update.
Oh, yes.
Update. Last program that I did was... not last week or the week before, but the week before that, 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, 3 weeks.
I did a prank call.
let's call him and get a
At my job, I always bring my cell phone in, just in case it rings, I can answer while I'm at work. And I don't keep it in my pocket because it's relatively heavy, and I work in a hot kitchen, and I don't want something heavy weighing me down. So I leave it in the prep area. And
I'm calling KDK now.
Spanish woman that I work with. She always asks if she can use my phone. Sometimes she doesn't ask.
Oh, hurry up. Come on.
I let her use my phone whenever she wants.
I'm calling from another prank call show on the Madhouse Network. We need you to do a prank call show with us. To do a prank call to a restaurant.
But not so bad. Okay, I'm not doing prank calls tonight.
Oh, come on. No, just to a restaurant. That's your favorite type of prank call, right?
No, that's my least favorite.
No, don't be an idiot. Come on. We're going to do a prank call right now.
Okay, no prank calls from me tonight.
Yes, you don't have a choice in the matter. We're doing a prank call.
No, thank you.
Hey, listen, motherfucker.
Okay, let me...
God damn it.
Hurry up.
God damn it. KDK? Dave? Oh, he hung up. I couldn't get his... I forgot how to turn his shit off. Thanks to Dark Stranger. Come on, KDK.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dave Caron?
Okay, Dave Caron, a.k.a. KDK. Let's see what he's talking about.
Ringer silenced.
Oh, ringer silenced.
Since the phone number is stored in my phone, By the way, if you want to listen to people making live prank calls, tune over to Madhouse Radio. I guess apparently they're making live prank calls right now. So if that's what you're into, that's what you should go listen to. I'm not sure of the URL, but I'm sure if you Google Madhouse Radio...
Yeah, who knows what the URL to madhouselive.com is.
So the phone number that she's always dialing is in my phone. So I dialed the number last time I was on the air. And I didn't do anything belligerent. I called up and I said... I didn't even get the woman that I work with. I got her boyfriend. And I said, my potato cake is not completely cooked. Among some other things. And it was one of those baffling calls. The guy didn't know what to make of it. He was confused and he started cursing me out in Spanish. No big deal. I hung up and that was it. Well, believe it or not, this woman showed up at work the next day, Sunday. And she was very upset.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice...
You know, one called that number on my phone, and I was calling using.
Oh fuck it! He's not gonna pick up.
So if they looked it up, it would have just, you know, it would have said it's a VOIP number from somewhere in Connecticut. And she was visibly upset. So I asked her what was wrong, and she said that her boyfriend.
We're gonna listen to KDK while I search for a new number on Twitter, okay?
And she speaks barely any English, so it takes like a half an hour for her to get this out. Her boyfriend had gotten violent with her because a man had called her. So I learned my lesson about calling people that I know. Because, he apparently got violent and maybe, like, smacked her around.
Okay, Legend sent me a message on Facebook. He says he's made a... Oh, I forget now. He said he made an outro for the PLA, and it's been uploaded to Facebook. So we're going to listen to this live on the air. This is an outro from Legend. And I'm sorry if you were really into that story by KDK. I know it was really, you know, it was gripping and stuff, but... Oh, this is, by the way, this is a video, so it might not make sense as audio, but this is by Legend. And this video, audio that we're listening to, is brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy, who have sent a donation to me. And they have a show Monday morning.
P-L-A... That is correct.
That's kind of awesome, actually. It's a speak and spell, and it's a video of a speak and spell saying PLA.
P-L-A. That is correct.
So when I start uploading shows to the phone show, to the new PLA YouTube at Phone Losers Shows, youtube.com/phonelosershows, I'm going to start using... Legends speak and spell thing to end them with instead of my dumb bell thingy Captain Kirk thing that I use currently. Only people that listen to that channel know what I'm talking about.
Could cut me down, my roots dug deep in the ground, and all the
alright, that's KDK's music. I'm gonna keep his show running. And we'll check in every once in a while and listen to him not do prank calls. Because he's the longest running prank call show on planet Earth. Thanks, Legend, for that thing. That was cool. I like it. I approve. I'm running out of things. Like, the Yelp check-ins are coming in slower, so I don't have any place. I'm running out of stuff. Damn it. Oh, here's a guy in a gym. He's at the UFC gym. I think I'd rather call this girl at the Capital Seafood Restaurant. In that one place. The OC. Hello, could I have a customer page that's in there? Her name's Mary Kim.
What kind?
Oh, it's a customer. She's in there in the dining area. Her name's Mary Kim. Her mind.
Oh, we had so many customers. Oh. We'll
yeah, it's going to take a while. Her mind is a maze, a labyrinth of sorts. But her name's Mary Kim Hong.
Why you don't just call his cell phone number?
Oh, maybe she doesn't have a cell phone. You ever think of that? Banchud?
Andrew?
Yeah, her name's Mary Kim Hong. Hoang. Huangang. Mary Kim.
Oh, I don't know which one you want to talk to them.
Oh, it should be easy. She has black hair.
Everybody black hair over here.
Oh, no, no. Some people have brown hair. Some people have blonde hair. She has black hair. Her name's Mary Kim. Her mind is a maze. A labyrinth of sorts.
How many people they have over here?
Oh, who knows? It's hard to say with Mary Kim.
Oh, I have no idea. You call his cell phone.
Just go to every...
I cannot go to every table that
have them. Sure you can. It's okay. I'm from the corporate office.
From what?
Yeah, I'm from the corporate office with whatever you're at. The Capital Seafood Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... Yeah, go to every table and say, are you Mary Kim? Corporate manager...
Mary Kim?
Yeah, Mary Kim. It's okay to go to every table. I give you permission. She has 456 followers on Twitter, so it's all right. It's all right.
I don't see. They just left the big table. The big one is left already.
Oh, no, it's probably not the big one. It's a different one. She just now got there. So just go to every table and say, are you Mary Kim? Are you Mary Kim? She was born in 1992, so I think she's about 22 years old.
About 22?
22. Mary Kim. She's 22 years old. So if there's any old people there, just don't even talk to them. Just pass those tables by. Ten people on the Mixler tonight. Thanks for listening on Mixler. Mixler.com/Madhouse. Brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy, who have their own... I heard him talking to someone.
Hello?
Hello.
No.
You're not Mary Kim.
Yeah. Everybody's over 22. It's all...
Oh, it's all old people there tonight?
Yeah, about 40, over 30.
40 or 30 old people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Balls.
Okay, bye.
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office. I need you to do ridiculous things.
I'm going to open it on the air, and I'm going to lean in close, because it's sort of like one of those things that you open with a zip tie. So if I lean in close, you can hear the zip.
Oh, listen to that. You can hear the zip.
That's me opening the envelope.
KDKPrankCalls.com.
I purposely waited to open this package just so I could do that on the air.
Oh, KDK got some mail, sounds like.
I see a piece of paper here that says, welcome. Hopefully your home was specially selected. We want to know what you watch.
Hopefully it's anthrax. Everyone pray for anthrax that KDK gets in the mail.
Let me say that this is not the first time that I've been a Nielsen family. I did it once when I was in my early 20s.
Holy shit, Nielsen, really?
I was also part of the Arbitron survey.
All right, let's call KDK.
Arbitron is for terrestrial radio.
Nielsen terrestrial radio, that's relevant.
One thing that I thought was really strange is I got the thing from Arbitron, and they asked me, initially, they're like, how many people are in your household, and how many booklets will you need?
Because it's really strange that Arbitron would ask that. You know, you wouldn't think Arbitron would ask things like that. How many people are in your household? It's crazy talk.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I don't know yet.
Dave Caron?
Because I haven't read further yet. But when I did Arbitron, there was... they sent you, books that you were supposed to fill out, what you listened to on the radio. And initially, they asked
KDK,
me...
KDK, longest-running prank call show in Earth history. Because I have a sister. Not counting Blackout's box.
So it was four.
All right, let me look through Twitter some more.
And so they sent me four books. and I filled them out, and the only thing that I wrote that anybody listened to was Howard Stern in the morning and Love Lines at night. That's the only thing anybody ever listened to. And I think every once in a while, like the book that I was filling out for my mother, I made a joke about it, like she was listening to, like, NPR.
Whoa, what happened? Just went out.
My dad, maybe I had him listening to Rush Limbaugh or something, just as a goof. But the ones for me and my sister, I filled out, like, all...
Whoa. Hope that's not me.
...listened to was, like, Love Lines.
KDK. Broadcasting from a dial-up connection.
I would start. And I sent the books back. And then there was...
I really hope that's not me. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm fucking up.
Like another book for the next week. And they would also send money for each book.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop this. This is no good. I'm looking through Twitter. Ooh, Olive Garden. He doesn't have a real name, though. Damn it. Alright, here's a lady at a noodle bar. She has black hair. Louisiana is where this one is. What happened, KDK? I'm still broadcasting KDK's stream, but it's... It's blank, though. Like, nothing's happening on KDK. So this is a Japanese karaoke place. Little Tokyo, small plates, and noodle bar.
Little Tokyo uptown. Little Tokyo uptown.
Hi, could I have a customer page that's in there?
Excuse me?
Could I have a customer page that's in there currently? She's a customer. She's eating.
Page?
Yeah, she's eating. Her name's Eileen.
Oh, you had a party room?
Nah, I don't know. Who knows? Her name's Eileen, though. Eileen Solila.
Okay.
She has an Instagram. She lives in New Orleans, Los Angeles. I'm so confused. How could she live in New Orleans, Los Angeles? That doesn't make sense. New Orleans, Los Angeles? Why does it say that? Is there another New Orleans that's around Los Angeles, maybe? Eileen is not a straight-up baller. Eileen was at Starbucks coffee 5 hours ago. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, we had a room for Irene.
Yeah, oh, her name's Eileen. She's just in there somewhere. You're going to have to tell the karaoke people to stop. And get on the karaoke microphone and say, hello, everyone in here. Is there an Eileen?
Eileen, did they have a party room? Or
No, she's just in there. No party room.
They're just in the dining room?
Yeah, turn off the karaoke music and grab the microphone and say on the microphone, is there an Eileen here?
And you wanted to speak to them?
Yes. Get on the karaoke mic and be, hello. Right. Hello, Eileen.
Okay, yeah, just, give me a second.
Yeah, don't put me on hold. Ken says, come in front of me, Eileen. It's just like the 80s hit song. Dark Stranger tells us that this song is about underage love. Hello?
Hello? We asked for Eileen, but nobody said anything.
Oh, did you use the karaoke microphone?
Yeah, we had the DJ ask for Eileen.
Eileen Solil?
Yeah, no one answered.
You better say the last name, Eileen Solil.
Camille?
Uh-huh, Solil. Eileen Solil.
Khalil?
Yes, on Instagram, Eileen Baby. Eileen.tumblr.com. Just so everyone knows, the Little Tokyo Small Plates and Noodle Bar is brought to you by the Park Dude and Stacy Wacky Morning Show Monday mornings on her YouTube channel, which is unpronounceable. YouTube.com/omghacks.net. You're just going to have to figure out how to spell all that and which words that you should spell out and which words that you should just use the period for, commas, parentheses, semicolons. omghacks.net. YouTube.com/omghacks.net. Roxy is a marketing genius when it comes to easy to remember YouTube channel names, URLs. I mean, Stacy. I don't know who that other person was I just said. I think I said Eileen. We're going to have to take a break. Break time. I think this person's not going to pick up. All right, fuck it.
Hello, this is Brian. I'm the manager at Pizza.
Hi.
And I have some kind of odd news. I just caught my delivery driver bragging about how he peed all over your door because he was upset with the tip. So I just wanted, the delivery driver, he peed on your door, you know, urinated on your door, on the doorknob. And I just wanted to apologize for that. I'm definitely going to be writing him up for this.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. So, yeah, he urinated all over your door, and he was laughing about it with the other employees, and I'll probably be writing him up for this.
Probably?
Well, most likely, because this is definitely not the type of thing that we want our drivers to do.
And what the fuck?
I'm sorry?
I'm throwing away that food, because what the hell did he do to it, and you're going to refund my money?
Well, no, he didn't do anything to the food. He just,
how do I know that? Because he's obviously a weirdo.
Well, no, he was just upset that you didn't tip good. So he did this.
You know what? Because I gave the girl all my freaking cash.
Yeah, well, it's just like he wasn't upset until after the pizza was given to you. So the pizza's fine. It's just your doorknob needs to be all cleaned up.
It's not even mine. It's the apartment.
Well, right, but you live there, so it's yours. I mean, if you want to leave the doorknob, you know, covered in urine, that's fine with me. I'm just letting you know that there's urine all over your doorknob.
The fucking guy peed all over our goddamn door.
Yeah.
You're going to call me and just tell me, oh, I'm probably going to write him up and I'm sorry?
Well, do you not want me to write him up? It seems like I should write him up.
No, you said probably after you told me you were going to.
Well, I mean, we've never had problems with them before. Maybe you should have just tipped
better. Well, this is apparently a trend that's starting right now and you need to deal with it.
Well,
he's just some punk teenager. Just get rid of him.
Right.
That is unacceptable. You don't just write him up. That is called for termination.
Okay. Well, you probably should have tipped better. And this wouldn't even be a problem.
You did not just say that to me. I gave all my cash to the other lady that was here.
Well, you received
this. This is ridiculous.
Well, I think if you can just apologize to me for the foul language you used, I'll let you go then.
You are being so calm, and, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this guy. I might write him up, and you want me to be calm?
Well, you don't need to curse at me, because I'm a Christian, and I shouldn't have to listen to that from customers.
You know what? Okay, I'm sorry I cussed at you. You just made my night. I'm going to clean somebody else's door, because I'm moving out of here in a week, and I don't care.
Okay.
That is ridiculous. He needs to get wrote up at the least. I can call your corporate manager. What is that kid's name?
You mean written, not wrote. Use proper English. Ma'am, I'm just...
You're a son of a bitch. Don't you fucking call me again.
But listen, I'm just a prank caller. Or a
290. Is available only at the bank that you have. Loaded. There's no other. Okay.
You guys, I'm going to take a break for like three songs or so. Three songs? That sounds good. Three song break. That's 10 or 12 minutes. So everyone go pee, go refill your drinks, get some Tostitos, and we'll be back in 10 minutes. 10 or 15 minutes. Maybe 20. 30 minutes tops.
Hi, this is David from
Pizza.
Uh-huh. Did you get your pizza yet?
Yes.
I mean, are you enjoying it and everything?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, because basically I'm not happy with the tip.
Okay.
And my manager said I have to call back and apologize for what I did, so I'm sorry.
What did you do?
I peed on your doorknob.
Are you kidding me?
I'm afraid not. I'm really sorry. I didn't think anyone would know. I mean, I didn't, like, I told a coworker, and the coworker told my manager, and I just didn't think anyone would find out.
There's no reason that you needed to do that.
Well, I'm sorry, and that's why I'm calling, is to apologize. I'm really sorry. But you should have tipped better.
There's no reason for it.
You should have tipped better. That was the reason, is what I'm saying.
It's a delivery. I think $3 for a $20 pizza is plenty.
No, you don't understand how tipping works, because you should have given at least
$5. Well, I guess I don't, but don't you ever, you can guarantee I will never order from again. You tell your fucking boss that.
Girl, move it light. You see the white so bright, it's hard to be polite. The yellow so mellow, I have to act ghetto. Hello, my...
Hey everyone, I'm back. I have some stories to tell you. Tonight I'm going to tell you about the time that, I don't know, I guess it was 1983. My family and I became a Nielsen family. And it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, Nielsen called us. They contacted us to be a Nielsen family. So we could track what shows were popular on television. I watched a lot of ALF at the time. My brother was really into, what's that show? Family Ties. Family Ties was a show that he was into. My parents mostly just watched baseball, football. But we were a Nielsen family. They sent us this special box where we had to log in all the different things that we watched on television, on cable TV. We'd just gotten cable TV. It was the early 80s. Before that, we had a large antenna on our roof. Television antenna. We can only pull in 6 different channels with it. But, I don't know. Cable was pretty awesome. It was like, you know, a good 30 channels or so of television shows. We got Showtime free for some reason. We never ordered Showtime, but they always gave us Showtime for free. I don't know why. I think they configured our box wrong, so we got Showtime for free. But we were a Nielsen family. And that's the way it was in the 80s. Yep, good old 80s. I love the 80s. I really miss the 80s. Because, you know, like these days, you can't be a Nielsen family. You just, you know, you got Netflix and Hulu, all this newfangled shit. It's not the same. It's just not the same. It's not like it used to be with the Nielsen. Because Nielsen, they'd send you letters in the mail. Remember the U.S. mail? When they used to send you letters, they'd send you letters and... They send you a box, like a special box that you hook up on your cable television line that came in from the telephone poles. It was amazing. Like, it's not the same today as it was back then. Back when we had Nielsen families and ratings, television ratings. Now you all just download your shit from the internet, and it's not the same. It should be like it used to be in the 80s, in the old days, back in the 80s, when we had Nielsen families, and we had boxes that we hooked up to our television sets. It was so awesome. Is anyone else here in the chat room? Have you been a Nielsen family back in the day? Back in the good old days, were you a Nielsen person? You know, let me know if you were, because tonight we're talking about Nielsen families. Let's make a call and see if this person was a Nielsen family. Tonight we're talking about Nielsen families.
Hello?
Hi, tonight on our show we're talking about Nielsen families and people who had Nielsen boxes that used to, you know, the cable company would send them a... Hi, can you hear me okay?
No, you sound like really bad reverberating.
Okay, yeah, that's your defense. You just... anyway, we're talking about Nielsen families tonight, people that used to have cable television back when cable television was really new, and then they were Nielsen families. They sent them letters in the mail, and they gave us a box, and we hit the box.
Let me do an impression of you the way I hear you.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
You need to fix your audio, bitch.
Okay. Yeah, my audio is horrible. My audio has always been horrible. It's a staple of my show that I have horrible audio. I wish I could fix my audio and it could be as awesome as yours on your show. God damn it. God damn this fucking audio. Ah. Ah. God. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to do some new prank calls in a minute.
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't smoke blunts because I'm frugal with my dookie. I hug a loopy, spit it out, and hit the hoochies. I'm all buzz like Hugs Cavarotti. It's my duty to get loopy on the border like it's booty. I smoke fields like whole cock rocks. I smoke pills, smoke rope, cough drops. Smoke it if it's green. I smoke Monopoly.
No, here's the weird thing. Like, Carlito's has called KDK on his show. And Brent Westwood's called KDK, and I've called KDK, and KDK always says we have audio issues. And I'm starting to think that the audio issue might be on KDK's end. You know, maybe he lives in the boonies and he doesn't get good cellular service on Verizon Wireless. That's the problem. Because I know my audio's fine, KDK.
Smoke Guido, I smoke Kermit, I smoke the weed till it makes me vermin. I vote third party, let's go forget high. Now come on, pass the Yoshi to the left hand side. Smokey doesn't like me cause I burn up his trees. I smoke my sesame seeds and I was man of cheese. I'm just a cancer ridden nest seeking pain relief. A fat marijuana hit, hold in relief.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, we're getting ready to do some calls. I don't know, I'm inspired by the call we heard earlier about the peeing on the doorknob. I think we're gonna do that again. Give me a second here.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Mrs. Miller from the pizza place.
Uh-huh.
And, we looked on our security camera and there was a little bit of a problem here. With what you did while you were here. Do you know anything about that?
What are you talking about?
You stole our napkin dispenser. We have it on security. Oh, she hung up? Oh, come on. Come on. I am and warn them that I'm about to call them.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Miller?
Yes.
I'm calling from the pizza. We had a problem with your carryout order.
Okay.
And it seems like we show on our security camera that someone stole our napkin dispenser. And we need...
They stole what?
We need you to bring our napkin dispenser back. We see on the security camera that you stole our napkin dispenser that was on the counter when you were picking up your pizza.
I live in Indiana.
Right. Yes. The Indiana, you know, pizza place.
That it says I stole what?
No, it doesn't say. It's on the picture, the video. We have a videotape security camera footage of you coming into our location to pick up your pizza that you ordered just recently. And you stole our napkin dispenser. We need the napkin dispenser back. Those things, we have to pay $15.
A napkin dispenser?
Yeah, we need it back. $15 for every napkin dispenser that gets stolen from here, from people like you. And we need you to bring it back.
Okay, well, I didn't take a napkin dispenser.
Whoever picked up did you pick up the pizza?
I picked up a pizza.
Okay. Well, whoever picked up the pizza stole our napkin dispenser.
Well, that wasn't me, because I came in there, got my pizza, paid for it, turned around and left. I have no use for your napkin dispenser.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I work in a restaurant. Yeah.
I mean,
so I didn't take it.
You're acting like a goddamn teenager stealing napkin dispensers that you don't even need. We need you to bring the napkin dispenser back.
Okay. Well, I don't have your napkin dispenser, and you can kiss my fucking ass.
We're not going to involve the police.
Dipshit motherfucker.
We're not going to involve
the
police.
Call the fucking police.
No, no. I don't want to involve the police. I just like our napkin dispenser.
Because I don't have your fucking napkin dispenser,
you don't,
dude.
Can you just bring it by and leave it at the front door?
I don't have your napkin dispenser.
You don't even have to come in with it. Just leave it on the front door, and we'll see it later.
Well, I don't have it.
Well, so. I know you stole it. We have your information here, and you're
what
on the
security. What do I look like?
You're on the security
camera.
What
do I look like? What do I look like?
You look like the guy that came in and stole our napkin dispenser. It's hard to see on the
security
camera. But you're the one that paid for this pizza.
What was I wearing?
We have it. It's hard to see on the security camera because it's black and white.
What do I look like?
But it's...
Am I 6 foot tall? Am I 1 foot tall?
Do you want to come in? Oh, yeah, you're 1 foot tall. Do you want to come in and we'll show you yourself on the camera stealing the napkin dispenser?
No.
And then maybe while...
No.
Can you bring the napkin dispenser with you? So after we prove it, you
why
can just give it to us?
Why don't you call the police then?
No, I don't want to involve the police.
Because I didn't steal
don't
your fucking napkin dispenser.
Don't be silly. I know it was really funny to steal it because you're high and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
But just, we need it back, okay? I know it's just, it doesn't seem like much. We pay $12 a piece for those napkin dispensers, but if you just bring it back. Because we lose so many of those to people like you.
Yeah.
Just come on. Just bring it back. Just leave it in the parking lot. Can you come by in the morning and just drop it off? Please.
Okay.
Please?
Well, you'd have to call the right person to get your napkin dispenser back.
Well, this is Mr. Miller. And
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are and what kind of prank you're trying to pull here.
How is this a prank?
You know, I don't appreciate it at 12 o'clock at night.
At the midnight?
You calling my house and telling me I stole something that I didn't steal.
It's understandable that you want to pretend that you didn't take it. And you're not in trouble. You don't have to worry about it. Just bring
I know
it.
I'm not in trouble because I don't have your napkin dispenser.
Just you don't even have to come in and show your face. You can just be a coward and drop it off at the front door. But I definitely have the right person. You got a 14-inch hand-tossed pizza with mushrooms and Italian sausage, right? 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 Okay, he hung up. You can tell he's guilty, like the way he's talking. Obviously. Another carry-out. Let's call the deliveries first, because I really want to pee on a doorknob tonight. And then I'll let some time pass and we'll try some more Yelp check-ins. And Dirty Aaron should be on any second if he's doing a show tonight. And if he doesn't do a show tonight, I'm just quitting. I'm not going to do a 5-hour show tonight. I'm tired. I want to watch stupid Netflix movies. I'm a Nielsen family. I'm going to watch Nielsen. I'm going to watch movies and log them on my Nielsen notebook.
Your call
papers.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Mike, the Donnie just told me that I fucking sucked up until the 5-hour mark on the last evening show. Thanks for that, Mike the Donnie, telling me I sucked for the first 5 hours, and then I was all right. It got better after 5 hours. Big jerk. Fucking jerk. God, Mike the Donnie, telling me I suck. Telling me I'm just a fucking failure at prank calls until after 5 hours. Whatever. If that's what you want to think, you big jerk. If anyone wants to kick Frank Mike the Donnie Jr., Mike the Donnie, out of the chat room, you know, that's up to you. I'm not an op, but
your
it's
call
someone
has been
else.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Frank.
Oh, one more time. God damn, Mike the Donnie. Apparently I'm making him feel bad. I'm just kidding, Mike the Donnie. I know you didn't say that. I like to put words in people's mouths. Just ask D-A-W-S-O-N. D-A-W-S-O-N. Mr. Dawson from Florida.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Mike the Donnie? Frank Kahn? I'm calling from...
This is Frank Kahn.
Oh, Junior, right? Because you ordered a pizza from us?
Huh?
My manager said I had to call and apologize. You, because you got your pizza. I delivered
just a second. Let me
Okay.
Now what?
Oh, I'm calling about your pizza order. I'm calling from the pizza. I'm calling from the pizza. I need to say from the pizza so I can easily edit that out of the show later. I gotta say from the pizza. From the pizza delivery ordering company machine. I'm calling about your order.
Yeah.
My manager said I had to call and apologize for what I had done after I delivered your pizza, so I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
What?
He said I had to call and apologize for what I had done when I was at your house.
So what'd you do?
I'm required to say that I'm sorry. I peed on your doorknob. Like, I wasn't happy with the tip, and I urinated on your doorknob. And I'm very sorry. It's like, won't happen again. I'm really sorry that I did that.
You sure you're talking to the right dude? Because I live in a nursing home.
Yeah, Frank Kahn.
Yeah,
Frank Kahn. I peed on your doorknob as I was leaving the nursing home on the delivery
tonight.
Order. Yeah, tonight, when I delivered your pizza tonight. I mean, maybe you're just
but
old.
But you're not Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe delivered my pizza tonight.
Right, I was with Joe, though. Like, I was the driver, and he was the one that takes the pizza up to the door. Usually he's the one that drives, and I take the pizza up to the door. But tonight, Joe was the one that took the pizza up to the door. But then when I saw that you didn't tip us, I got angry, and I got out of the driver's car, and I walked up to your door, and I peed on the doorknob. And I just...
Joe always brings my pizza, and I...
Yeah, to your place.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, I'm calling from the pizza. And I peed on your doorknob as I left, because I was upset about the tip. Like, if you know Joe, and if Joe always brings you your pizza, you should tip him better. Because he's a nice guy. And he has to share the tip with me. You know?
I don't know who you are.
I'm calling...
And what your game is. Don't call anymore.
But why didn't you tip us? You didn't tip us. Ah, he's gone. He said call back, right? I think that's what I heard.
Hey, this is Bubba. I'm the manager here at Domino's.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice. Oh,
Frank, come on.
Frank Kahn Jr.
Kahn!
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Frank. This is the manager from Domino's. We're just calling to find out if you were a Nielsen family when you ordered your pizza. Like back in the 80s, did the Nielsen company send you a box so that you could rate television shows? And you could, you could pick television shows that you liked and send them back to Nielsen, write them on paper, and send the papers in the mail to the Nielsen company headquarters corporation. We just need to know that, and about your pizza, and about peeing on your doorknob. This is starting to make no sense at all. I'm going to hang up. But please don't call us anymore. This is ridiculous, okay? Because Joe always delivers the pizza. Bye, Frank. There we go. This mixer sucks. I have to kick it to make it work right. All right, you guys, Enigma needs to take a shit, so we need to stop the show, okay? We're going to take a one-song break so Enigma can take a shit. We're going to play this song, and then we'll try that again. Take your shit, Enigma. Hurry up. You only have 5 minutes and 17 seconds to take your shit.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Pizza. delivery? I'm just calling about your delivery order. My manager said I need to call you. I delivered your pizza, your medium hand toss with Italian sausage and pepperoni on one side.
Okay.
And your 100 and it says 120 ounce bottle of Diet Coke. Is that really a thing?
I think it was just a small bottle of Coke.
Oh, like a 20 ounce?
I think so.
Oh, it's a 120 ounce. I'm sorry, I'm a little drunk tonight.
Okay.
It's a 20 ounce bottle of Diet Coke, but it's just one of them. It's not 120.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway, the manager said I had to call and tell you that I peed on your doorknob. After I delivered the pizza, I was unhappy with the tip, and I peed on your doorknob. The manager found out about it because I was laughing with the other employees, and he overheard, so I'm supposed to call and apologize for peeing on your doorknob because I was unhappy. What? What? She hung up. She's running out to the door. Is there really pee on my doorknob?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 630.
I'm hitting the big red button to stop her number from being tiled out.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey there, Mrs. Grant. I want to apologize for peeing on your doorknob, and I realize now that was a dumb thing to do and very immature, and I'm not allowed to do it anymore because my boss said I had to stop and not do that anymore. So I will not be peeing on any more doorknobs ever again. You were the last, and I learned my lesson, and it won't happen again, and it's fine, whatever you want to tip. If you don't want to tip anything, it's fine, and I won't pee on your doorknob in the future. So I'm very sorry, and I promise I won't do it again. Thank you. Bye. And Mike the Donnie, he says, the guy that thinks I suck before the first 5 hours of the show is over, he says he likes the hang-up noise.
Yeah, this is it. I'm not available right now. Hello?
Hi, is this Jeffrey Hudson?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from the pizza delivery company.
Yeah.
And you ordered a medium handmade pizza, pan extravaganza feast?
Yeah.
Perfect, I have the right person then. I'm supposed to call and apologize for what I did there, so I just wanted to say that I'm sorry, and it won't happen again.
Okay, what'd you do? Did you spit on my pizza?
No, we're not allowed to spit on pizzas. It's in the handbook. We're not allowed to spit on pizzas. So no, I definitely didn't do anything to your pizza. I peed on your doorknob, though.
You peed on my doorknob?
Yeah, for the bad tip. So my manager found out because I was bragging to some employees. Because it's like something we do here. And he said that I had to call and apologize.
For the bad tip?
Yeah, so I'm really sorry, and it's not going to happen again. I realize now it was a stupid thing to do, and I'm not allowed to do it anymore. So I promise it won't happen on future orders.
What I don't understand is I always give you over a $5 tip.
Well, yeah, $5 tip was pretty cool in the 1990s, but it's 2013. But, I mean, it's not about the tip anymore. I'm sorry that I peed on your doorknob, and I promise I won't do it again, regardless of your low tipping habits.
Well, this is obviously some kind of prank.
Why do you say that?
I just do.
How would I know about your pizza if it was a prank?
I don't know.
Well, I'm calling from the pizza place. You ordered a pizza from us not too long ago. But I didn't.
Well, the number that came up on the caller ID is not from the not from the pizza place.
Right. I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm on the way to another delivery. It's a Silicon Valley phone number. That's where I moved here from. So that's why it's a different number. It's 2013. You're apparently not up to date on what proper tipping is these days, and what, you know, how phone numbers don't really matter, because people.
I think I'm quite well up on what proper tipping is.
Yeah, well, you don't know what phone numbers mean because it doesn't matter. People move and they keep their phone number. It's my cell phone. I'm calling from my cell phone. You're just like, you're prejudiced against people in the Silicon Valley.
I get you. Well, rest assured that you picked the right person because I'll figure this out.
So yeah, it's fine if you want to be a jerk and not tip properly, but I'm sorry and I won't do it again. I won't pee on your doorknob ever again because I got in trouble for it.
Okay, well, you got more trouble than that tonight, buddy.
Why do you say that?
You'll figure it out.
What are you talking about? Are you going to come after me? You want some trouble, motherfucker? He's gone. Yeah, maybe I'll call some more pizzas. Oh, hey, let's check Twitter. So, tonight is the Brent Westwood show, possibly. I have not heard back from Brent Westwood. I've heard from several people that Brent Westwood might be doing a show. And if it starts, it'll be in 30 minutes. So my show is definitely just 30 minutes more long. I'm quitting, regardless of whether or not Brent Westwood shows up. It's time for me to quit, and I'm going to watch some movies I downloaded. I'm going to watch a documentary about The Shining that I downloaded last night. Oh, shit. So 153 new tweets. Someone checked in at the In-N-Out Burger. Let's see if we can get a hold of her. Ah, it's toll free. Never mind. I won't try that one. Olive Garden. I think that's a good one. In the San Fernando Valley? Somewhere. Burbank. That's not the San Fernando Valley, is it?
Hello, thank you for calling Y'all Grand Burbank. This is about how may I help you.
What the fuck? Oh, hey, hi. I'm calling to page somebody that's in there currently. It's a customer. Is there any way to page people that are in there?
What is the name?
Oh, that's the problem. The name you're saying? You need the name?
You're calling to check if your family member is in here?
Yeah, his name's Mark. Mark Park.
Mark, let me check.
Okay. Thanks. He's a video editor, and he's posting as his day goes on. MarkPark.com. Oh, he left. He's got a domain name. Let's see if I can get.
I'm not sure. I don't see a mark on the list unless they use a different name.
Oh, not on the list. He doesn't. He wouldn't do that. Like, just he's at a table somewhere there.
I'm not sure how you want me to.
Oh,
I don't know.
Like, is there no way to go to like every table and just find out what like if anyone's name is Mark Park?
If his name is Mark?
Yeah, Mark Park.
Do you want me to go around every table and find out if his name is Mark?
Oh, if you could, that'd be so great. Thank you so much.
I really can't.
I thought you offered.
I'm sorry. I really cannot go around and ask people what their name is. But you're more than welcome to come in and check if your friend is here.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the corporate office in the credit card authorization department machine. It seems like he's going to be using his credit card soon, and we're just trying to figure out if it's authorized.
Yeah, I mean, I can transfer you to my manager. My manager can talk to you, but I would not be able to go around and ask what their name is.
Oh, we're not allowed to talk to managers. If you could just go to every table real quick, and we'll just find out that way.
I feel like this is a prank call
No. Don't be crazy.
Everybody tells me I'm crazy, but I'm really not.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to talk to the manager?
No,
or what would you like me to do for you?
Fuck it. Just forget it. We're going to hang up.
Okay, bye.
Okay. 24-hour fitness. Here we go. This is always hilarious. Actually, this hardly ever works out. This is pointless and it's not going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway. This guy lives in Northridge, California. He's in a brand new area code that I don't even recognize. 747.
It's a great day to get in shape in Northridge Super Sport. It's Sabrina. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with 24 Hour Fitness.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have someone check in there? His name is Jojo Pisawang. He just checked in, like, maybe just 15 minutes ago.
Let me check.
Okay. Yeah, we're having...
What was the name again?
It's Pisawang. P-E-W-S-A-W-A-N-G.
A-N? As in...
Yeah, A-N-G.
Okay. And you said Jojo?
Uh-huh, yep. On Twitter, he goes by Mojo Jojo. Mike the Donnie says it sounds like a fake name, but I think it could be real, because he looks foreign.
That's weird. I'm sure. Can't find that name.
Do you have, like, maybe a guy that looks like he's Asian with glasses? That's in there right now?
Working?
Oh, no. He's just there exercising.
Oh, I'm not sure. There's kind of... Hold on.
Okay. Is there any way to, like, page him? Like, Jojo Pisawang. Pisawang.
Mojo. Let me see. Let me actually put you on hold to see if one of my coworkers saw him come in.
Okay, yeah. One. Asian guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one moment, okay. Please.
Yes.
Thank you for holding. So, I do see that he did check in around, like, 9:24.
Oh, okay. So, but he's already gone?
I am not sure because they don't check out, so I'm not sure if he did walk out, but it was only, like you said, probably, like, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So I doubt it.
Is there any way to, like, maybe page him up there in the workout room?
We're not really supposed to.
Oh, but it's okay because I'm from the corporate office with 24 Hour Fitness.
Okay, let me get my coworker to page. 1 second, please.
Just have her go, Mojo Jojo.
1 second.
Okay. Mojo Jojo! See, it wasn't a fake name. It was for real. Pisawang. Obviously. Jojo Pisawang.
Can I please have Joe Pasawang to the kids club, to the front desk, please? Joe Pasawang to the front desk, please. Thank you. No, I'm kidding. Hi.
Okay, she just paged, so hopefully he will hear that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she usually works at kids club, so it was just funny.
Have her go, like, attention 24 Hour Fitness, can I have Mojo Jojo?
That would be funny to hear if I was working out hearing that.
Oh, come on, do it. It'll make everyone
happy.
It's good. It's good for their morale. It'll make them happy.
Probably would. We get a few laughs on our way down. hopefully
he better.
Why does that last name sound familiar? I feel like I see him. Yeah, I feel like
he's in there all the time. Dude needs to get a life.
Yeah, let me see. Wow. Oh yeah, he's pretty much here every few days, almost every day.
Do you guys have Wi-Fi there?
No, we don't, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. My joke doesn't work then.
I wish we did. We have so many members saying that they want it here.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Listen to Pandora and stuff. Hang out on eHarmony while you ride the bike machine.
Yeah, right? There's no trainers here. They left for the night.
Yeah, they all left for the night. Yeah, the trainer.
So did you need help with something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can try.
Oh, Jojo.
not sure where he's at.
Can you get on the overhead and say that, like, anyone that runs at least 5 miles on the elliptical or the treadmill, they get a free 64-ounce milkshake chocolate.
Really? Wait, do you know where he usually works out? Maybe I can go find him.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, just do the chocolate milkshake thing. 64-ounce chocolate milkshake if you run 5 miles. It's a promotional thing.
Probably people aren't even paying attention.
Yeah, right, yeah. So it's okay. You may as well just do it then.
Let me put you on hold because I'm going to ring someone up at the cash register.
Oh, okay, sure. No problem at all. It sounded like she was going to do that. So this prank call is brought to you by the Park Dude and Stacy Show, which you can hear Monday morning on youtube.com/omghacks.net.
Ready to join 24-hour fitness?
Park Dude was nice enough to send me $10 when he was drunk and then not take it back after he was sober. So it's mine to keep. $10 paid for all these Four Locos tonight. Thanks, Park Dude and Stacy. So this is the 24-hour fitness in Northridge, California, which is in the San Fernando Valley, again, Chatsworth. I used to live in the same town as Michelle from Twitter, Canoga Park, and we would walk to the Northridge Mall
any 24-hour fitness club free.
And fuck with the computers that serve as merchandise. Good times!
This is Emily, but he is not coming down yet.
Okay.
I've paged twice.
Okay, well, he
and
must...
I know I'm butchering his last name, but...
maybe if you just say...
I'm trying.
Say Mojo Jojo, because that's his Twitter name.
Right.
That is, it's all right, so you can... Like, maybe he'll understand that.
Maybe. I wish. What else do you want me to do, though, for us to do?
Is it possible you could just quickly make a page that says anybody that uses elliptical machine or treadmill for 5 miles gets a free 64-ounce milkshake and a half a dozen glazed donuts?
But do what?
You have to do it so I can hear it on the phone. Like, just say, hey, everyone here tonight. If you run at least 5 miles tonight on elliptical or the treadmill, you get a 64-ounce chocolate milkshake and a half a dozen glazed donuts. Courtesy of the home office with 24-hour fitness. It's okay, because I'm from the corporate office, so yeah.
Just I know. If you run at least 5 miles on the elliptical treadmill, you get a what now? How much?
A 64-ounce milkshake, chocolate milkshake. And a half a dozen glazed donuts. That's the reward for doing 5 miles. It'll be a coupon. We'll print it out on the computer.
Half a dozen donuts?
Yeah. Glazed donuts.
Okay, so if you run at least 5 miles on the elliptical or treadmill, you get a complimentary 64-ounce chocolate milk or half a dozen glazed donuts?
Yes, chocolate milkshake.
Milkshake, sorry, I meant to say
Oh,
that.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, I wrote it, I just didn't say it.
Oh, yeah, it's all right, yeah. And if you
okay,
if
and I'm supposed to say that?
Yeah, like over on the overhead paging thing that you use to page Mojo okay. Jojo. And if I could, yeah. If you could leave, not put me on hold so I could hear it.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Holy shit. When I check
Hello?
In. Hello.
Oh, sorry. We got a little rush, though.
Oh.
We don't have a manager here, and I'm not really comfortable saying that over the speakers, so you're more than welcome to call back tomorrow when our manager's here, though, and then they can do it for you and say it and everything.
No. Well, it's a special evening promotion, and it's okay because I'm from the corporate office, so it's okay to say that.
Right. I don't know you, and I don't know any... And I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with that.
Just,
and we don't have a manager here.
Just do it, goddammit. Just do it.
No, I'm not going to, and don't cuss at me. So you can call back tomorrow and speak to my manager.
I
then, okay,
command
bye.
You to do it, you goddamn fucking bitch. Please. Pretty please? Pretty please? What a tease. She's gone. How can she pretend she's going to do that and then not do it? God! Alright, whatever.
Thanks for calling. What's the scoop? Lynn speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is James from the corporate office. I'm trying to get a hold of a customer that's in there currently. The name's Allison Kwan.
Allison who?
Kwan, like Q-U-O-N.
Allison Kwan?
Yes.
Are you Allison Kwan? Okay, can I have your name, please, to tell her who's calling?
Oh, my name is Greg. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay, cool.
Someone's calling from your corporate office.
Hello, this is Allison.
Oh, hello, this is Greg from the corporate office with What's the Scoop?
Yes?
We were having some problems with your credit card.
My credit card?
Were you using a credit card to pay?
For what?
For whatever you're buying. Don't be a smartass. Come on.
This is Rich.
No, listen, Allison, we're calling from the corporate office with What's the Scoop, and you are actually the 10,000th customer at this location. So you win a free shopping spree.
You're serious, right?
I'm completely serious.
I'm eating an ice cream at... Okay.
But you win the shopping spree, then. You get the ice
cream. I paid with cash.
You get the ice cream for free. Ding, 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 ding. Congratulations.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It was $4.75.
$4.75. So you're going to get a coupon for a free ice cream. But you already paid.
Oh, this is the weirdest thing. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is just something we do. So,
sure. I'm in with that. I come in here all the time.
Yeah. $4.75. Okay. We really appreciate you being like a regular customer and everything.
Oh, well, thanks.
It just turns out you were the...
Should I hand the phone back to one of your gals here at the desk?
Yeah, well, just tell her, like, grab her by the collar and say, listen, bitch, I'm the 10,000th customer, and I get a free ice cream. I get a free goddamn fucking ice cream, and you better give it to me.
I think I won't do that.
No,
but
listen.
I'm going to hand this to one of your gals.
Listen, here...
I guess I'm your 10,000th customer.
Ma'am, Allison, can you hear me? Allison,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, listen. Here's what I want you to do. Put your hand in your pocket and pretend you have a gun and say, listen, I have a gun and I want my $4.75 back. And you better give it to me because I have a gun.
You know what? This is sounding really weird.
No.
Do you guys have a corporate office?
No.
I don't have a corporate office.
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
My name is Kevin. I'm calling from the corporate office.
I'm sorry, what is this?
Kevin, I'm from the corporate office. Listen, you're going to get a free ice cream one way or another. So can we do it the easy...
Who's the corporate office?
Are we going to do it the easy way or the hard way?
Why don't you tell me the easy way? I don't know what this is. I don't know.
Okay.
How do you know my name, first
the
of all?
The easy way. Okay, we show on our computer here that your name is Allison Kwan.
Right, I'm on Yelp.
Right.
I checked in.
Right, and you get you're a 10,000th customer, and you get a free ice cream.
Okay, but you're using words that I probably should not be using.
Well, no,
tell these girls to give me a free ice cream.
In the corporate office, we're allowed to use words that they're not allowed to use normally.
What is your name?
Kevin. I've told you several times now. You don't need to be a jerk.
I'm sorry, but I can barely hear you. Kevin from...
The corporate office.
Corporate office.
Yeah.
Of who?
From the corporate office with What's the Scoop.
Which corporate office? These guys, I know this company is like a privately held company because I met the owners before.
Okay, well, yeah, you're special, whatever.
I'm not special. Like I said, I know the owners of this company. I met them.
Listen, you don't need to be a smartass with me. I'm just trying to be nice.
I'm here.
I'm just trying to be nice and give you a free ice cream. You don't need to be a smartass.
Well, then you give me a free ice cream.
No, don't be a jerk about it.
I doubt I'm going to say, tell these girls to give me a free fucking ice cream, because that's exactly the words you used.
that would just be the hilarious way to do it. But, you know, like, you can be nice about it also.
I know, I am trying to be nice. I mean, I'm appreciative, but I just think it's kind of the strangest thing to have somebody call me who's tracking me on Yelp or Twitter and know that I...
That's what us companies do. We're just trying to track you and
I know,
you
know,
we're
but,
trying
okay,
to appreciate
so what
you
am I supposed to do now?
For checking into our location, because it helps us.
Okay, so do they know that they're going to give me a free ice cream?
Yeah, just you get a free ice cream.
They don't know this because I'm looking at them. They don't know this.
Look,
you're Kevin from a corporate office.
They're just low-level employees. They don't understand how things work.
Okay, well, then they need to know this, then.
Okay, well, why don't you tell them? Tell them that they have a corporate office. And
I know, okay.
Tell,
just one moment.
No, listen, Allison, tell them if they don't give you...
Kevin?
Yeah?
I'm sorry, what corporate office are you from and what are you calling about?
Oh, I'm with the corporate office with Allison's work. We're just trying to call her
with
and get...
Allison's work?
Yeah, she's been calling in sick lately. And
oh,
we're just trying
I'm actually going
to
hang up on you now.
Why?
Thank you,
no, I'm trying to... Hold on, Allison... balls.
This is Roy from I delivered your pizza.
Oh, hi.
Hi. My manager wanted me to call and apologize for what I did because I peed on your door. So I'm just really sorry about that. And it definitely won't
what?
Happen again. He's not going to let me deliver in that area even.
What?
So I like after you closed the door, I peed on the door. It just seemed...
Why?
I mostly just seemed funny at the time, but I was kind of upset that I didn't get a very good tip.
What's
so I peed on the door, and I'm sorry. So he just wanted me to call.
Really weird.
Yeah. I know it's not something where we drivers normally do. It's just, you know, it just lapsed in judgment and wasn't thinking clearly, and it won't happen again. I almost got fired and everything, so luckily that didn't happen. But he wanted me to call and apologize for peeing on your door.
How did he know you peed on the door?
Because I was laughing about it with coworkers. But anyway, I really need to get back to my deliveries now, but I'm really sorry that I peed on your door.
Well, hold on. Apologize to the person who owns this house. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm Kevin from Pizza Hut, and the manager just asked if I could apologize for peeing on the door, and, you know, it seemed funny at the time, but I realize now it was a dumb thing to do, and I'm sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry for peeing on the door.
Who the fuck is this?
My name is Kevin from Pizza Hut.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
Why what?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
But you guys didn't tip very good, and I was just upset. And it seemed funny. It seemed like a good way to get back, so...
Hey, you know what? Fuck you.
Oh, hi. Can you ask him to apologize to me for saying the F word?
No, because this is weird, and I'm calling the police.
No, don't call the police. I'm just a prank caller. I'm not really with Pete.
But how did you get this number?
I called Pizza, and I said, hey, I'm with the corporate office. Give me all your numbers. And they did. They're really stupid there. But I still need
an
apology.
Okay, well, I'm calling the cops.
For what?
For what? Because this is weird, and it's fucking freaking me out.
Well, it's not illegal to be weird. Maybe you shouldn't smoke so much pot, but I really need your...
What are you talking about?
I'm
calling the cops. My dad's a cop, so I'm calling him.
Well, I don't care. I don't even live around there. He can't do anything.
Cool.
He's not going to drive to Florida and arrest me.
Okay, well, we'll find out about that.
Yeah, he's not going to. Guaranteed.
Why don't you get a life?
Okay, well, I just wanted to apologize for peeing on your door.
You're a weirdo, and I'm calling the cops now, so goodbye.
You're correct.
Breaking news, everyone. Narwhal says hi. Hi, Narwhal. Narwhal says hi to everyone. Say hi, Narwhal, to everyone. Everyone say hi to Narwhal. I'm going to try and get some pizza numbers, so hang in there. Just happened. That's bad. Okay, I'm calling it a pizza place.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this I'm calling from is this Nikki?
This is her sister Megan.
Oh, great. Okay, listen. You haven't received your pizza yet, have you?
Have we done what?
Have you received your pizza?
No.
Okay, that's great. We're having a problem with our delivery robots. You got the large large pepperoni, apartment 205?
Nikki, we got a large pepperoni? Yeah.
Okay, our delivery robots have gone bad. And we need to make sure, like, just lock the door and don't answer. Because the delivery robots, something's gone wrong with them. And we're not sure what they're going to do. So, if you could...
What?
We have delivery robots now, instead of delivery drivers...
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. And they've gone bad. And we need you to just, like, shut the door and shut the windows. And
no, because we saw one of your delivery guys down the lobby earlier.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a little prank. It seems that there's a robot that delivers the pizza.
Ma'am, the robots have gone bad. We need you to not open the door for the robots, because we're not sure what's going to happen.
Okay.
So okay, like, if the delivery shows up, just keep the door shut, because we don't know what's going on. We just know the robots have gone bad.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. You promise you're not going to open the door, right?
I don't promise anything.
Just, okay, please. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
I'm not going to promise that.
Ma'am, a pizza is not that important when it comes down to this sort of thing.
We want pizza.
What?
We will do it. I said we want pizza. We will do it at any cost.
No, listen. Where are you at? You're in apartment 205?
An apartment, yeah.
Okay, look. Don't... Oh, it's not an apartment? Is it a hotel?
How do you not know this?
Because I'm not the delivery driver. I don't have this information. It just says number 205.
What's your name?
My name's Kevin.
Okay.
My manager's name's Nunu. He told me to tell you about the robot uprising.
Did you see your manager's name is Lulu?
Nunu. Come on, Nunu. No, not Lulu. He's not gay.
I was just making sure.
All right, don't be a jerk about it. Don't be a homophobe, okay?
I'm not at all.
It sounds like you're being a homophobe.
No, I'm just making sure it was Lulu.
Listen, I think the robots are going to attack. So just keep... Turn your lights off, okay? And hide under the bed.
Maybe.
Promise me you'll do this. I don't want to see you get hurt. Okay?
I'm sure.
Get under the bed now, okay? Can you take the phone under the bed?
How about you come protect us?
No. Like... Yeah, quit flirting with me. This is bullshit. Come on, I'm just trying to do my job. I just don't want anyone to get hurt, okay? Please, just do what I say.
No.
Okay?
Sure.
What's your name?
I'm not giving out my name.
Okay, can I
give it out before?
Can I talk to Nikki Richards? Because she's the one that placed the order with us.
Sure, 1 second.
Hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Hey, Nikki, is your friend's name Megan?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I thought this is what she said, but I wasn't sure. Look, we have a problem with our delivery robots. They've gone bad. And we need you to not answer the door. Can you guys hide under the bed?
How am I supposed to get my pizza?
Can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
How am I supposed to get my pizza?
Pizza doesn't matter at this point. We're going to refund the charge. You don't have to pay for the pizza.
Okay, no pizza charge.
Right, yeah, but you don't, it doesn't matter, because your life is more important than a pizza, okay?
No, because I can kill it. We've got knives here.
Well, you've got knives? No, knives are not going to help against the robot uprising.
Then why hasn't the phone gone mad? Is that a robot?
No, the phone's not a robot. Listen, quit making jokes. It's not funny. This is not funny. Bad things are happening to the other customers, okay? That's all I can say.
Okay.
Just lock your door and hide under the bed.
I want pizza.
Heisenberg reprogrammed them, okay?
Okay, here.
Are you passing me to Megan?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Megan. Here you go.
Good.
Hello.
Listen, we're having problems with the robots.
Are you that bored at the front desk?
Really? I'm not at the front desk. Come on.
Yeah, you are.
Why do you think I'm at the front desk?
Because it's your voice.
What?
Because it's your voice.
I sound just like the guy at the front desk? Which?
I know it's you.
Which hotel are you at?
You know which one.
All right, this is bullshit. I'm hanging up. Whatever. Bye. Have fun defending yourself against the robots.
Wait, what?
Have fun defending yourself against the robot uprising.
Oh, I will. And you should come and defend me. But no, you're a bump. And you will come save us.
All right, whatever. Bye. Are you here? Okay, whatever. Bye. I'm hanging up. Okay, let's call the next one. That was actually Nunu's idea. He wanted me to talk about delivery robots and how the robots have gone bad. So, that didn't go so well. They didn't believe it. I still haven't heard anything from Brent Westwood. I think Brent Westwood was supposed to have gone on 25 minutes ago. I think it's about time for me to quit. I have two more pizza numbers here, though.
God.
Yeah, Ken says she's dick-starved. Apparently.
Come help us, front desk guy.
Hello?
Hi, this is James from Pizza Delivery Company.
Uh-huh.
And you just ordered a pizza from us?
Yeah.
But we have a problem.
Okay.
It's on its way to your house, but we have delivery robots now. They're driving the car over, and the robots have gone bad. And we need you to, if you could barricade your door, that'd be great. Because the robots have gone bad.
And barricade the door.
Yes, barricade the door and hide under the bed. Do you have a basement?
What the hell are you talking about, dude?
We have delivery robots. And we've had some problems at the other addresses. And it seems like...
Okay, well...
Maybe...
Hey, dude. That's a fucking joke. There ain't none of that shit.
No, it's delivery robots. It's the latest thing in pizza delivering technology. But they've gone bad. I think hackers have gotten a hold of them. And we need you to please don't answer the door, because the robots are going to attack. We have...
Oh, my God.
We have five robots here that are making weird faces at us, and we're afraid. Oh, crap.
You're a joke.
Crap. The robots. They're attacking us. He hung up. Rosie's coming after me. It doesn't sound loud to me. I think I'm having sound problems again. Whoa. What the hell is that? Shit. That sounds crazy. Hello?
Yeah?
Is this John?
It is.
We're having problems with the robots. They've taken over our store. The robots, they've gone bad. Shit, fuck, God damn it.
You what?
Listen, don't answer your door. Get under the bed. Hi.
Yes.
The robot.
Answer my door.
No, I'm saying don't answer the door because the robots are coming.
Because the robots are coming?
We have robot delivery drivers, and we're having problems with them. I think hackers have hacked into them.
Oh.
Fuck! Shit, fuck!
Huh, alright, well, that's fucking... That's alright with me,
listen,
I guess.
The robots may have spit on your pizza. It's hard to say, because they've gone bad.
Really?
They may have spit on your pizza, is what I'm saying.
So was there mushrooms on there?
Oh, who's to say? I don't know. All I know is it's out for delivery right now. Oh, crap.
Right.
Here comes the robots.
I know. So do I have mushrooms on them?
Who knows?
As long as I got the... If I don't have mushrooms on them, I won't eat it.
Oh. Just don't answer the door.
No, don't answer the door. Fucking ordered a pizza. Fuck, if they don't have mushrooms on the fucking pizza, though, I won't.
Help!
Yeah.
Help!
Yeah, Here, you know what? How about fucking blow me? Fucking like it. Here.
Ow!
If they don't have.
I'm being killed by robots.
Just blow me all over it.
Alright, he's gone. Robots hate mushrooms, Dark Stranger says. Alright, last person that I'm going to call for the robot attack. Nobody is taking my robot attack seriously, but I'm pretty sure if I lived in, wherever this is, Idaho. If I lived in Idaho, I think I could, get some action from those first two girls. Pretty sure. Show up with my robots.
This is David. Can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling, do you have a Hauser that lives there? I'm calling from Pizza. They ordered a pizza tonight.
Okay.
The last name is Hauser. Oh, room 124.
Okay, what about it? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what's that?
What did you need?
Oh, I just need to be transferred to room 124.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second.
For a pizza. Oh, yeah, Allison Kwan. What's his face that I can't pronounce his name just reminded me Allison Kwan has not tweeted anything, and before I called her she was tweeting. I guess she doesn't tweet that often. She tweeted 3 times tonight though.
How may I help you?
Hello, could I have room 124 please?
Okay, and the last name on that?
Hauser.
Hauser?
Hauser, like Doogie.
I don't have a Hauser registered to that room.
Oh, that's the name they called in when they ordered their pizza? I'm calling from...
Okay.
Is there...
I don't even have a Hauser registered here.
Oh, they must have just been lying. They're probably high.
Yeah, I don't have a Hauser registered in the hotel.
Okay, well, it's room 124. That's where we're sending the pizza. We just need to confirm the order.
Okay, just a second.
Okay. Hey, look, a new way to get transferred to rooms. Hello. Hi, is this Mr. Hauser?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from... you ordered a pizza?
Uh-huh.
Why are you sounding like that? You sound like you're just annoyed with me for calling.
What's the point of this phone call?
Well, I'm calling to confirm your order. We're about to send it out for delivery.
It got here like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, crap. Listen, my manager said I had to call and apologize for what I did.
What did you do?
I peed on your doorknob to your room. Because I was unhappy with the tip, and I was bragging about it with my coworkers, and he said I had to call and apologize. So I'm really sorry that I peed on your doorknob.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I peed on your doorknob, on your hotel room doorknob.
Why the fuck would you pee on my doorknob?
Because I was unhappy with the tip.
Gave you a $5 fucking tip.
Really cool. If I was 13, $5 would be really great. But no, it's 2013, and $5 isn't that much. And I'm just sorry. And I'm not allowed to deliver to the hotel anymore. But I just wanted to say I'm sorry. So just, you know, if you touch the doorknob, make sure you wash your hands. And I'm really sorry that I did that.
What the fuck? Is this some kind of sick prank?
No. No, he overheard me talking with a coworker about it, and he said I had to call and apologize.
Put your fucking manager on the phone.
Well, he's not even here. He's out on a delivery right now. He's got the robots watching us. Sir, do you accept my apology? I'm going to play a song or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think it's time to quit. I'm tired. I'm bored. I want someone else to do a show. I thought I was just doing a show until the next show started, and now it's not even happening. Damn it. Where's the show? I want a show. I don't want to be the show.
Trying to smile here, and I ripped off your arms, but you tore out my heart with your cruel, insensitive words. My vision's based on heat, so I wish that you could see things through my eyes. You would know that I have warmth inside my heart, and I hang out in the trees because nobody seems to like me. If you shoot me, I will bleed, even though it might be a little bit green. And that's not me, I'm Nathan. My vision's based on heat, so I wish that you could see things through my eyes. You would know that I have warmth inside my heart, and I hang out in the trees because nobody seems to like me. If you shoot me, I will bleed, even though it might
be.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I didn't see you there.
Hello?
Are you still
this
here?
This is James from the...
Hope you enjoyed your
pizza.
Hi. Yes?
Yeah, you ordered the hand toss for delivery?
Yes.
And we're having some problems with the delivery.
Oh.
You didn't receive it yet, I hope. Did you?
We just ordered like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Because we have delivery robots here, and the robots, we're having problems with the robots.
What does that mean? Are you joking me, or are you serious?
No, I'm completely serious. You had the hand tossed extravaganza feast?
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's what you ordered here, the 14-inch?
We ordered two large pizzas for $20.
Right, yeah. The large, the 14-inch?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because we have robots that deliver the pizzas now. They're going to come in a car and deliver the pizzas. It's a robotic delivery service that we started offering early last year.
What does that mean? I don't understand what that means.
We have robots. They're actual robots that deliver the pizzas.
Okay.
But they've gone bad. No, this is nothing to laugh about, ma'am. Ma'am, don't laugh. This is important.
Okay.
The robots have gone bad and don't answer the door when they arrive. Like, if you look out... Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at me? Ma'am? Ma'am? Oh, what the... This is life and death. Ma'am, are you still there? Holy shit. Lady wants to be vaporized. So that complete failure of a prank call was brought to you by Park Dude and Stacy. Park Dude and Stacy have a show, but there's no Park Dude. It's just Stacy. On Monday morning, according to... What's his face? I don't remember his name. He says there's going to be a show on Monday morning, though. I can't find his name in here at all. Yeah, everyone's telling me to call the UK. I don't call the UK. I've never called the UK. It's not my thing. But I don't have Skype credit. I have exactly 11 cents Skype credit. So if I call a UK number, it's going to be like 30 seconds long and then it's just going to die. We have 79 listeners right now on the stream. And 10 people on the Mixler. So thanks for listening, everyone. Hopefully you're listening... Hopefully you're in the chat room also. You know, like... On the IRCs. There's two chat rooms. I mean, they go to the same place, but... MadhouseLive.com/chat and PhoneLosers.org/chat. And it's like different servers. If you're a cool person, you'll be on irc.phonelosers.org. And if you're a lame, boring, stupid madhouse person, you'll be on irc.madhouselive.com. So join the chat room. Hopefully it's not filled up like it's been a lot this past couple weeks.
Thank you for calling Plus Pizza Grandview Highway. Speaking.
Hello, could I have a customer page that's in there? His name is Drew.
Pardon me?
There's a customer in there right now having some pizza. His name is Drew Chan.
Oh,
He's a pop surrealist.
How many people?
I don't know. It's just him. I'm sure he's there with someone, but I don't know who.
I don't want to be rude. I'm just a little bit busy right now, and we do have quite a bit of people in the restaurant. I don't really have time to fool around and ask who's Drew.
Well, he's Asian and he's really flamboyant.
I have a lot of Asian flamboyance in here right now.
Really?
If you just don't mind waiting on the phone and I can get back to you, if you just give me like a few minutes, I just need to drop off some drinks right now to a party.
Oh, that'd be really great. Yeah, his name's Drew Chan, if you ask anyone.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Wow, there are a lot of Asian flamboyants in Boston Pizza in Vancouver tonight. If you're the type of person that wants to hang out with flamboyant Asians, Boston Pizza is the place to go.
Hi, sorry.
Hello.
Hi, I don't mean to be rude. I honestly don't have the time right now. I'm really busy right now.
Oh, God, you're so rude. I mean, you made me hold and then said you didn't have time.
Pardon me?
Like, you got my hopes up. You made me hold, and then you said you didn't have time.
I'm sorry, sir, and also for customer policy, we can't do that.
Well, no, I'm calling from the corporate office, so it's okay. I give you permission.
Okay, well then if you're calling from corporate, you'll understand that I am busy right now. I have all this food coming up. I have a party of 15 and a whole bunch of other tables. I'm sorry, sir, but I have to go. Feel free to call back later on.
I'm corporate office from Boston Pizza. God damn it, I'm not paying her anything this week. She's not getting a paycheck. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her.
Hi, thank you for calling Boston Pizza and Gravy Highway. How may I help you?
Hello, this is David from the corporate office with Boston Pizza.
Hello?
Hello, this is David from the corporate office with Boston Pizza.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Is this the person I just talked to?
No.
Oh, I'm trying to page somebody that's in there. His name's Drew Chan.
Drew Chan?
Yeah, his name is Drew Drew Chan. He's a customer there.
Oh, one moment.
Please. Okay. I was gonna fire her, but I guess I don't need to.
We found him. He's just coming to the phone right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
One moment. I'm going to put you on hold again.
Oh, thanks. Yay!
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Drew Chan?
Yeah.
This is Kevin from the corporate office with Boston Pizza.
From where?
From Boston Pizza. From the corporate
office?
The corporate office?
Uh-huh.
We just want to let you know that you are our 1,000,000th customer at that location.
Oh.
Yay! So you win a free pizza.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah.
How can I claim this?
Oh, just let the people know there. Like everyone, the customers, the servers and stuff. They should know already because we sent them a computer memo machine on the emails.
Oh, okay. A computer memo?
Yeah, machine.
Oh, okay then. I'll tell them that.
Yeah, your pizza and all your drinks are free.
Okay, thank you, yeah, for sure.
Yay!
Okay, thank you, yeah, thank you.
Ding, 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 ding. And you win a shopping spree also.
Oh, what shopping spree?
If you can run around the pizza place and just grab everything, like from tables, purses, wallets, whatever.
Of course, of course. Okay, thank you, yeah.
So you're going to do that right now on the count of three.
No, I will not do that, actually.
I'm from the corporate office. It's all right.
How can you prove that, though?
I've cleared it with my superiors. Because why would the lady, the server, hand you the phone if I wasn't from the corporate office?
No. Because this is kind of awkward for someone calling me on the Boston Pizza phone, though.
No, it's because you're the millionth customer. This doesn't happen every day.
Does it?
No, it doesn't happen every day is what I'm saying.
Okay, but does... Because... So explain everything to me again.
Okay,
sorry.
How many people in your party right now?
I have a total of 15.
15, okay. All the pizzas are free tonight. The pizzas and the drinks.
All the food is free tonight?
Yeah, because you're the 1,000,000th customer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at this location.
And you know me, you know how I'm the 1,000,000th customer because...
Oh, we have sensors at the door that tells us who they are, and it shows...
And how do you know it's me?
Well, no, because it says on the computer here that your name is Drew Chan, and whenever you walk in the door, it shows on the sensors. It's facial recognition software.
Oh, wow, that is very sketchy, but yeah, okay.
You've been there before.
Okay, yeah.
You don't need to be paranoid, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, because I'm quite paranoid right now from it.
Why are you paranoid?
I just am. It just feels weird. Okay, so my whole party is all free pizzas tonight?
Yeah, everything. Like, if you just put the server back on the phone, and I'll make sure she understands that.
Okay. And then what else? What shopping spree do I get? What?
Oh, well, you don't have to take the shopping spree, because you sounded really uncomfortable about that. But you can run around the store and just steal things off tables. It's like a weird survey. It's a weird promotion thing we have.
So I can steal stuff off of people's tables?
Yeah, it'd be on television, because we're watching you on the security cameras. So, like, if someone has their purse or phone or whatever on the table, you can just take it. And we'd
That's just weird!
We'd reimburse them.
Oh my, it would be very embarrassing.
She was not kidding when she said you're a flamboyant Asian.
So wait, I get to take other people's stuff too, or just food?
Yeah, no, stuff too. I mean, we prefer just food, but if someone's phone is out on the table, or their purse, or wallet, or whatever...
What?
Or their child.
What? That is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thing we do. At the millionth... Like, we don't have very many locations left that just have 1,000,000 customers, and you're the one there at that location.
What?
So do you want to try that? Do you want to do the shopping spree?
I feel like I want to, but it just feels so weird. It's like... What?
No, it's okay. We'll clear everything.
How can I prove that though? This is so weird.
Well, no, she understands. We do this at every location. It's in the handbook.
Are you
for
sure?
them.
Feels so weird.
No, it's okay. It's all right. We do this for the 1,000,000th customer. Because it only happens once at every location, and you're the one person.
Oh my god, this is so awkward though.
Well, I mean, you don't have to do the shopping spree. But, like,
The point is, I want to do the shopping spree, but I don't want to because it's so weird.
No, I understand. We've had that with other people before. But if you want to just, we give you 30 seconds to run around the store and grab everything you can, and you get that stuff for free.
Okay. Okay, question.
Okay.
For this shopping spree thing. How can I? Okay. How can I prove that I got the item, though?
Oh no, the server will explain it to them if they have a problem with it.
Okay, can I pass you the phone to the server first to confirm that everything's fine?
Okay, sure.
Okay, that works too. I'll just wait until she gets around here.
Okay.
It's kind of busy. So.
Okay, well, congratulations on winning.
Yeah, thank you. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not every night I get to do this. I mean,
this I love taking part in marketing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fun. I'm excited for you. I mean, I hope you're like a blogger or something. You can give us...
I'm a huge blogger, so that's the difference.
I don't know how I knew that, but I thought you might be a blogger.
Yeah, of course. Okay, here, I'll just hand the phone to someone else.
Okay.
Okay, so, I think...
This isn't going to work, by the way, you guys. There's no way it's going to happen. Just not going to happen. It's not...
Of course. Kate, she's right now very busy, so I'm just gonna be with you for a while. So.
Okay. No. We can go ahead and do the shopping spree. She understands what's going on. The manager there knows.
Does she for sure? Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah. So if.
So how can I know for what item I can get?
Oh, just
like,
anything.
Is there a limit?
No limit. Just 30 seconds is the limit.
Oh my god, this is so awkward.
So, like, I can give you the count of three, and then you run...
Okay. The other question is, if I take the shopping spree, can I get food as well?
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely get your meal for free tonight.
I can get my meal, okay. Because I want to surprise everyone. That's like the best thing.
Yeah, this is an addition to that. You also get a shopping spree.
Oh my god, this feels so weird.
No, it's
this is so weird, okay. Okay, just wait for a second. Okay.
No, I can go ahead
so
and...
weird.
I can give you the countdown. I can do the 3, 2, 1, and then you run around for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready to do that? Like, you just run around and grab food from people's tables? Whatever you can get is also free in addition.
So everything on people's... Like, everything that people own and also food and whatever.
Yeah. Phones, purses.
Purses, iPhones.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously iPhones. They get them back, but you would get...
Yeah, for sure. Of course, I'll get them back. Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Okay, are you ready to go?
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. Okay.
I love doing this. This is my favorite part of the job.
This is so cool. Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, on your marks.
Of course.
All right, and remember, 30 seconds. Try and count in your head since they're so busy tonight. Okay,
of
ready?
Course.
Okay,
I'm ready.
On your marks. 3,
yeah.
2, 1, go, go, go.
Go, go.
Oh, shit. I don't know what's happening. I think a flamboyant Asian is going to get beat up. I'm not going to be able to not laugh when he gets back. Any second, you're going to hear punching noises. And
hello?
Hello? 30 seconds is up.
Do I have a couple more minutes, or...?
Oh, no, 30 seconds. Did you get anything?
I think I got everything, yeah.
Oh, what did you get?
I got a bunch of stuff in my bag.
Like what? Okay, I need you to list the stuff you got.
Okay.
What did you get?
Okay, I got an iPhone. I got 3 iPhones, 4 3DSs.
Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding, aren't you?
I'm not kidding you. They're all electronics. It's a bunch of geeks in a restaurant.
Oh, my God. You got four 3DSs.
Four 3DSs, yes.
Holy crap.
Four 3DSs. Oh, wait. One, two, three, four. Five 3DSs.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all XLs.
I think you're the best contestant we've had.
One iPad.
An iPad?
Yes, one iPad.
They didn't try and, kick your ass when you try and took their iPad?
They were all, I just yelled at them, and they're like, oh, just give it to me. And they're like, okay. No, the iPad's mine, too, as well.
Oh, okay, great. Then that's great.
Four iPhones.
Oh, four.
Four iPhones.
Four iPhones. Okay, I'm tallying
one,
that up.
One, two, three.
You didn't piss off any flamboyant Asians, did you?
Oh, my God. We're just a bunch of geeks. We just love technology. It's Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. You didn't just take stuff from your own table, did you?
No. It's random. It's random tables as well, right?
Oh, random tables as well. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Let's see. Four iPhones. Four iPhones.
Holy cow.
Three 3DSs.
Oh, I thought it was five 3DSs.
Five 3DSs.
Oh, okay.
One iPad.
An iPad, okay.
One HTC One.
Oh, those are crap, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's cool. Yay.
And one HTC One. Two Samsungs.
A Samsung?
4.
Okay, do they have cell service on them?
And an iPad.
Can you get on one of the Samsungs? Are those from are the Samsungs from strangers?
Yeah, they're from strangers.
Can you make some long distance calls on them?
I don't think so.
Oh, I can tell you the long distance country codes.
Oh, can I put the phone number onto my phone first so we can call it up?
Oh, well, I was thinking you could just run up their long distance bill while you have their phones.
Okay.
It'd be funny, you know?
Okay, yeah, it will be funny, but it's just so random. Okay.
Oh, what else did you get?
That's the only thing I got, actually, in the 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, well, that's
and
pretty...
And maybe a person's purse.
Oh, a purse? What was the purse? I mean...
The purse was just a random Coach bag.
Nobody you know? It's just some lady's purse?
It's just some lady's purse.
Wow, that's crazy. Isn't she coming after you?
I just told her that it was a 30-second shopping spree, so that's about it.
Oh, and she's not calling the cops, is she? She didn't think you're
No, she should be okay.
Oh, I hope so. So you get a free purse. I mean, we're going to match the type of purse it is and everything.
Oh, my God.
What color is the purse?
The purse is... I don't know which season is it. That's the difference.
What season?
I don't know which season it is.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what season they are by just looking at them, you know?
Yeah, so...
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. My God, this is so weird.
I'm so excited for you. Can I talk to a server?
Yeah,
is there an employee there that maybe I could talk to?
Yeah, she should be around here somewhere
okay.
in just a second.
I'm going to have her break windows and maybe set off the fire suppression systems.
Oh, my God, this is so cool. This is so wicked.
This is crazy.
This is really awkward, though.
Oh, and your name is, your name's...
Drew Chan.
Oh, yeah, Drew Chan. Okay, yeah, I've got that right here. Well, this is great. I mean, so there's no servers around there? There's no employees?
No, they should be coming in a bit.
Oh. Can you yell out?
Everyone's really pissed. And I'm really hungry right now.
You need to go over there and eat. You need to yell out really loud. Hurry the fuck up. Say that to the servers.
No, I'm not that mean.
Okay, well, say, please hurry the freak up, sir, please, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hurry the freak up. Say, oh my God, gosh darn it all, the heck, hurry the freak up.
No, she should be coming soon, I think.
Oh, she's so slow. We've been thinking about firing her.
Can I get Kayla over here?
Oh, Kayla.
Yeah, sure.
Kayla's the one that we're talking about getting letting go, because she's so slow all the time.
Yep, she's so busy.
Yeah.
She's just getting the beer set for everyone first.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This is so random.
So nobody's coming up there to, like, grab their stuff? Like, hey, freak.
It was really awkward. Everyone was like, what's going on? I was like, $30 shopping spree. I'll give it back to you. And they're like, okay.
Well, that's great. So, you got HTCs and everything?
I got HTCs. I got iPhone.
You should just grab them all in your hand right now and just run out the door.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, run out into the parking lot right now.
Oh, no, it's so weird.
Just to see what they do, like, see if they come after you. Like, oh my god, that guy was actually stealing our stuff. Like, just run outside and run to your home. Like, just,
I'm not going to do that, because I drove.
Oh, no, if you have your keys, you could just jump in your car and drive off. Like, it's all yours.
That's not going to happen.
It'd be hilarious, though. It'd be funny.
No, I'm not that mean to everyone else.
Well, it wouldn't be mean. It's part of the contest. Like, you could just run home and keep it.
It'll be too mean.
Yeah. You could look at their private pictures. I bet some of those phones have, like, nude pictures on them and stuff.
No worries. I'll just take a picture of them later in a bit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Like, you should check on some of those HTCs and see if they have nude photos on them. And if they do, email them to yourself so you can, have some fun later.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, maybe just in case. Maybe there's some nude photos. Oh, Kayla, what is taking her so long?
I don't know.
Find her and just grab her by the hair and just pull her over to the counter. Yeah. Stupid Kayla. Sometimes I want to just punch her in the stomach. Just want to punch her in the...
Yeah.
God, Kayla. Whiz bangs, where the fun never ends and the fun's never ending.
Can you get a server?
I'm feeling really awkward with this guy on the phone.
No, wait, she's almost done.
Oh, okay, great. That's great. I can't wait to talk to Kayla. Do they have poppers there tonight?
Pardon me?
Do they have poppers there? I don't know if tonight's the promotional poppers thing.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's drinking tonight.
Yeah, everyone's drinking poppers tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Loosening up those assholes.
Okay, she's done.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Kayla.
This has been so long hanging out.
Oh, wow. Okay, she just gave me that one middle finger thing and be back.
She gave you a middle finger?
The one second finger.
Oh, I thought you said she gave you... She flipped you off. Sure. She gave you the fuck you finger.
Ugh. So weird.
I mean, that was about it. I've had it with her, with Kayla.
It's okay.
After this contest thing's over, I'm going to let her go. I'm just going to be like, ugh, Kayla. It's just not working out with us. We need to let you go.
No, you don't have to be that mean. I don't want her to lose her job.
Well, it's not that I'm mean. I'm with the corporate office. And we
I don't want to lose her job.
Gotta keep things efficient there.
people here don't need to lose her job. It's
she's
fine.
She's so not efficient.
We can vouch for that. It's okay. It happens.
Okay, all right. Well, since you say so, I guess, whatever. This is taking so long. Ah, Kayla. I'm going to have another swig of whiskey. Is anyone's phone ringing, or, like, are they getting texts or anything?
No, they're not. That's a good thing. It's okay.
Can you look at their texts and send them a crazy text? Like, send their friends crazy texts.
Weird, though, yeah.
Like, take a picture of your junk, and then...
She's bringing some water to the people, and then she wants to deal with the table first, looks like.
Okay.
It's our table, so it's fine.
Yeah, all she cares about anymore is tips.
Yeah, it's no, customers first. It's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll give her that.
Well, I mean, like, get on one of those phones that you stole and take a picture of your junk and send it
No, I can't do that.
Oh, no, it's all right.
I can't do that to their phone.
It's a part of the promotion.
That's awkward. No. I will go maximum to, like, this, and I'll be it.
Well, just make a crazy, creepy face. See if you can make, like, a gay, flamboyant Asian face into the phone and send it to some random person.
I can't do that. That's just awkward.
All right. It's not as awkward as taking a picture of your junk, though.
No. I believe that's okay, too.
All right.
Okay, should be...
should be done by now.
I could give you an email address to send the pictures to.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I mean,
you
could send them to the corporate office, and we could use them in our newsletter.
Oh, no, it's fine. That'll be too awkward.
Everything's awkward with you.
Yeah, it is.
I swear.
Thank you, though.
Ah, Drew. Allison wasn't this awkward with me.
Of course.
She's at the other store, you know, like she... Crazy stuff happened over there.
Okay, yeah.
Can you just scream? Like, Allison, get over here! Gosh darn it all to heck!
She's so busy. We can't do much about that.
It's just your table. You guys are going to tip because it's all free.
Okay. Corporate customers first. Right, in business.
Ah, if you say so. I mean, whatever.
Marketing knows that.
If that's your opinion, it's not my opinion. Fuck those customers.
No, marketing.
They can. Tonight's
weird, though.
Tonight's contest has been... Hey, what's your blog address?
You should be able to find me. Don't worry.
Okay, I'll try to find... Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Ah, Kayla.
It's okay. Just wait for a little longer.
Want to hit Kayla in the face. If I swear to God, if Kayla was my wife, she would be in the hospital. I would kick that motherfucker. Down the stairs. I would just be like, pow, pow, pow. Pow. Ah. Okay. You know what? Kayla, she's out of here. I'm sick of Kayla's insubordinates, and I think thanks to Kayla. Okay, listen, I want you to be angry at Kayla because
No, I don't want that to happen. It's okay. She's coming over here in a few minutes.
You've been saying that for like 3 hours now.
I'm drinking my beer, so I'm okay. I'm happy.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're happy. I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Yay.
I'm going to put you on the side and go eat. You can talk to her when she gets over here.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, go eat your pizza. Hey, take some of those HTCs. Are you there still? Sir? Drew, I have more instructions. Hello? Drew? I'm stuck under the restaurants in a tunnel. Drew? Oh, crap. I think the killer robots are coming. They're gonna get me. Drew! All right, you guys, he went back to his table, and I can't believe that happened. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Drew, you're not listening still, are you? Because I need to make fun of you. Drew, you goddamn flamboyant Asian. I'm going to just hang up. I'm just going to hang up, and I'm going to save Drew's Twitter address and blogging address, which I'm not going to give out over the air, but I have pasted in the chat room. What the hell happened tonight? Fucking Kayla. God damn it, Kayla. Yeah, Metal, everything's awkward tonight. This is awkward. I'm not going to I'm not going to take pictures of my junk and email it to random people on these people's phones because that would be awkward.
Hello. Oh, Kayla speaking.
Oh, hello, Kayla. Drew won our shopping spree. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
And he gets a free pizza meal. Like all the people, he had like 15 people in his party. Because he's our 1 millionth customer at this location. So he,
okay,
yeah, he definitely gets a free meal, like, so their entire...
What corporate office are you calling from?
From, you know, just the one from Boston Pizza.
Where is it located?
Oh, I can't tell you that. You could be a hacker. We don't want you, like, getting our information and using it against us. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just calling from the corporate office with Boston Pizza. I'm just calling to let you know that Drew's meal is free.
Can I get your name, please?
Kevin Mitnick.
Give me 1 second. Can you spell it out for me?
Uh-huh. Kevin. K-E-V.
Mm-hmm. Kevin.
Uh-huh. And then I.
Your last name?
Uh-huh. And then N. N like Nancy.
Okay, I got your first name. It's Kevin, but what's your last name?
Mitnick. M-I-T.
M-I-T.
Uh-huh. M-I-C-K.
M-I-T.
Uh-huh, and then M-I-T, Nick, N-I-C-K, like Nick Badfish.
Mitnick?
Yeah, Mitnick, like Nick Badfish.
Okay, can I please stand hold? I just need, and I'm sorry, you said he won us $1 million?
No, he's our millionth customer.
Oh.
Because you don't have $1 million in the register, do you? No, I'm. He's just a millionth customer. He gets a free meal, him and his friends. I'm actually in the Richmond, British Columbia corporate office.
I thought you couldn't tell me that.
I'm starting to trust you, Kayla. You sound, like, very trustworthy.
Okay, I'm just going to have to place you on hold for a minute. I'm going to have to call my owner about this.
Okay, yeah, just tell him it's Kevin Mitnick from the corporate office and everything's fine. He'll understand. But he's the millionth customer.
Okay.
And I'm sure the owner knows the millionth customer thing was coming up.
You know who the owner is of this Boston Pizza?
I'm not allowed to tell that because you could be a hacker.
I the owner's just... Thanks. I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay. All right.
1 moment.
All right. I think I'm going to hang up. I'm hanging up. It's time to go. All right. I hung up. I feel really bad. Hold on. I need to hang up. Wow. That guy was so excited. Drew is so excited. What the fuck? Like, I guess he ran around and got a lot of stuff from his friends, but he also got stuff from strangers, from just random customers in the store. Holy crap. What the hell? What the hell, Drew? All right, let's look at Drew's Twitter real quick. Nothing at all. Maybe his phone is, like, in a pile at the front desk with the rest of the phones and iPads and 3DSs. I thought he was full of crap at first because he said he got, like, 5 3DSs. And how does a Boston Pizza have 5 3DSs that you can just take from people? Maybe it's like a college town. I don't know. I'm so confused. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, that's saying that's awesome. I don't think it's my fault that it's awesome. I think it's Drew's fault. I think we owe Drew. We owe Drew everything. Drew wins this one. I'm going to post Drew's... his food blog into the chat room. One more time, just in case you guys missed it. Do me a favor. After I post this, try not to post it anymore. And people think I'm ridiculous and paranoid by doing this, because, like, I didn't want you guys posting the thing that Carlito pranked on Thursday, but, like, it's not a good idea. Like, I'm really stupid for doing this in the first place, and it's all my fault if you guys post it, but... Yes, there it is. It's just, you know, it'll end up, you know, Drew's going to find us. Drew's going to find phonelosers.org if you guys are jerks and send him my URL. And I'm sure he'll just email me and be like, oh, that was awkward. Why were you so awkward to me? At least he has 15 friends to help him through this. So I don't feel completely bad. He actually has a food blog, though. Drew has a food blog, and all he does is blog about food. Which is, yeah, weird. Lots of food in here. He's really into food. He's a flamboyant Asian that's into food. There's a picture of him. Yep. Okay. All right. Bill Mann says his friends are never going to let him live this down, Roy. Yeah, I mean, this will be the most interesting thing that's ever happened to him, even though he doesn't get his, thousands of dollars in free DSs and iPads and iPhones and whatever those other things were. Okay, yeah, I'm going to stop babbling. I'm going to play a couple songs. I think it's time for a break. We definitely need a break. I think it's safe to say that Brent Westwood is not going to do a show tonight. So, yeah, no Brent Westwood tonight. So, time for music, everyone. Here's music. Alright, I'm quitting for the night. I'm done. I think it's best to end on an awesome prank, and I think the whole thing with Drew was a pretty awesome prank. So I'm going to quit. I didn't mean to go on this long. It's either been 4 hours or 5 hours. I don't know which. So good night, everyone. I hope, how do I turn this down? This is really loud. So listen, people have been doing nonstop prank shows in the Madhouse chat room. So everyone that's listening should go to madhouselive.com/chat. Go to the chat room. And I don't know, Ram Sasso has been doing prank shows. And Lux has been doing prank shows. It's pretty much just been nonstop prank shows constantly. Every day, all night. Or I'm exaggerating, but a lot of prank shows. So maybe after I quit, people will start doing some more prank shows. Somebody else will do prank shows. Somebody should do prank shows. That was my plan tonight. I was going to listen to prank shows tonight on Madhouse. But no. Anyway, this show has been sponsored by Stacy and Park Dude, who drunkenly sent me $10 to do a show. Thanks, Park Dude and Stacy. Don't forget to listen on Monday morning. I have no idea what time, but apparently Stacy posted it on her Facebook. And she's probably full of crap, but there's supposed to be a show Monday morning. So be listening. Go to Stacy Stack on Facebook and see what time Monday morning her show is supposed to be. And if it's not too early, I'll be listening. But thanks, Stacy and Park Dude, for donating to me for no reason at all. Except that you were drunk. I'm gonna go watch some movies now. Thanks, Madhouse, for the stream and the chat room and crap. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
From Chiron Beta Prime.
where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
My apologies, I was understanding this was Kevin who called 24 Hour Fitness a little while ago. Okay, glad to know it's not. Great. Thanks.